Okay, right. We're going to leave it there, boys. So they're going to get into a row about this. John Cooper, QC at 25 Bedford Row. Jared Battle is a UKIP MEP for London Brexit spokesman. I'm sure we're all going to be watching closely in an hour and a quarter's time when the Prime Minister gets up to speak in Florence to give that long-awaited Brexit speech. Good God, she's got a lot to live up to now. But thank you very much to my fabulous Friday panel. I'm sure we can agree they indeed have been. Gentlemen, thank you. I'm delighted to welcome Mr. John Holmes now.
You should be encouraging people to watch a televised speech when I'm going to be broadcasting.
I'm assuming you're going to be talking about it some point, making fun of it.
Well, there is a little bit of that, yeah. I'm going to set it to music because I think that any speech, as we all know, is improved by that music from Independence Day. You know, when the president did that great... I'm going to try jazz. I'm going to see what happens.
From Sesame Street.
Maybe. We did it to Trump the other day when he was at the UN.
Yep,
we took that live and then put the Imperial March under it. And I'll tell you what, it really elevated it for everybody.
I think that's what you've got to look forward to, the usual nonsense and that from John Holmes this Friday afternoon after the 1 o'clock news. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a great afternoon. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, West Ham meet Tottenham. Will Hernandez celebrate his return to the league with a winning strike at the London Stadium? Or will Kane continue last season's unstoppable form? So what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017. And registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post-Ford credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this 500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade 500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at 500,000giveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At one. Good afternoon. It is Friday. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Victoria has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the end of Uber for Londoners, a war on words escalates between Kim and Trump, and a reason to do your cleaning.
Talk Radio.
Uber has promised to challenge the decision not to renew its licence in London. 3.5 million people in the capital use the app to book cars. Transport for London says it's taken the decision on the grounds of public safety and security implications. But the firm's spokesman, Fred Jones, insists that's not an issue.
All our drivers are licensed by Transport for London, and they've been through the same enhanced background checks as London black cab drivers. Furthermore, we've always pioneered through our technology new safety features that don't exist elsewhere in the industry. For example, every trip is tracked with GPS, so you always know where you are.
Theresa May will attempt to break the stalemate in Brexit negotiations later when she gives a big speech in Italy. The Prime Minister is expected to propose a two-year transitional period after leaving, during which the UK will pay billions into the EU budget. MEP Stephen Wolfe has told Talk Radio, "We don't owe them any money as we've already given enough."
When you've got a divorce, as everybody knows, you put all your assets together and you say, OK, look, what have I contributed? What am I getting back? And one of the things that's very clear about this so-called negotiation we have is the EU aren't going to offer us any of that back.
A man is due to go on trial in January after denying attempting to kill four children in South Yorkshire when his car crashed into a pub. Police say their injuries weren't all consistent with last month's collision. Russian officials say they're worried about increasing tension between North Korea and the United States. Kim Jong-un has called President Trump deranged and says he'll pay dearly for his threats. In a speech earlier this week, the American leader said he'd totally destroy Pyongyang. And it's claimed household chores like vacuuming or floor scrubbing provide enough exercise to protect the heart and extend your life. Researchers say just 30 minutes a day reduces your risk of death from any cause by 28%.
Is that any exercise or, I mean, because, you know, exercise is good, right?
So, yes.
But why housework particularly? Because, you know, if you walk for 30 minutes a day, that's presumably the same, isn't it?
I think it's because it gets your heart rate up.
Anything does. But what I just wondered why they'd gone for...
They looked at chores.
Who scrubs a floor? That's like Victorian England.
It is, isn't it?
Have you ever scrubbed a floor? Be honest. No. Neither have I. Neither has anybody. You don't scrub a floor.
I used to have a flatmate who scrubbed our floor. She moved out and now the flat is filthy.
Do you regret her moving out?
Yeah, I didn't want her to leave.
Oh,
yeah, now
I've
just got
everything. Dirty
flatmates. Oh. I'm like one of the only ones who cleans.
Oh, I love the insights into your life we get on this show.
Yeah.
The other shows that you work on, I don't think we get that insight, do we? People tune in for this.
I'm not sure that's true.
To know about Victoria Bourne's backstage area, I think.
Do you mean my flat?
I mean your life away from here.
Right, okay. Just thought I'd clarify that.
Probably worth doing.
You okay today, John?
Actually, do you know I'm fine today, actually?
Yeah.
Does my voice sound better?
No, you sound terrible.
Oh.
You claimed that you could breathe through your nose again.
I can now.
It doesn't seem like you can.
It's a good job because I've lost my nose stick.
Ugh.
You know when you have a cold and you get... Marta had one in the office. You've got a... It's like a Vicks...
Menthol.
Yeah,
to clear
it looks like a tampon, but it's not.
Passage.
You put it in the nose, don't you?
And you insert it in there?
In the nose, and then you breathe.
You don't really, it's just put it on the end.
You breathe.
Just the tip.
In, don't you?
Are you sure you haven't pushed it too far?
No, I'm fine. But I've lost it. But it's all right, because I can... Maybe it's up there. That's why I can breathe through
my nose.
That's
what I thought.
I hadn't thought of that.
Should I do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So rain slowly moving east this afternoon, but many southeastern areas will stay fine and warm. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria with us all afternoon, of course, bringing you the latest news. Now, Theresa May's speech is on the way. We think around 2:15, is that?
Yeah.
That's the estimate I've been told.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be talking about that. Of course we will. That widely anticipated Brexit speech. A lot going on. Uber, of course, as you were leading with there, has just suddenly seemingly blown the Brexit speech out of the news.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just going, how will I get home?
Well, that's
in
how
London.
I got home last night.
Well, at least you went home for once. That's good news.
Excuse me.
Okay, who's got the sport?
Dibble.
Okay, here's Dibble with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Crystal Palace winger Wilfried Zaha's told our sister station TalkSport club chairman Steve Parrish shouldn't have sacked Frank de Boer so quickly. The Dutchman was relieved of his duties after just four games in charge.
I slightly think he should have got a bit more time because it's not easy to transition from how we used to play to the way we play now, but football's ruthless. If you're not getting the results, then you get fired. So it's a thing where you just have to accept it.
The English Football League believes proposals to change transfer rules will suit all 72 clubs. The plan is to close the window before the season starts, like the Premier League will do, but allow clubs to make loan signings until the end of August. It'll be voted on in February. And England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has told people not to get too excited after including Harlequin's highly rated teenage fly half, Marcus Smith, in a training squad. Jones has omitted four British and Irish Lions from the three-day trip to Oxford, including Jonathan Joseph. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
There we go, there with the sport, and Victoria there with the news, and now here we are with a Friday programme for you.
Talk Radio.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 GB and use within 3 years, 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection. Subject to status and credit checks. Swap 24 loan required. 18 plus terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Let's squeeze one in. I do feel a little bit bunged up.
If you sat in a cockpit, you wouldn't know what to do.
Her Majesty the Queen has done...
No! No!
She has no.
You call me Badman Matt, please.
A jelly Brexit.
Nothing
how...
else.
I mean, so what... What? What? Victoria's been beavering away.
Capenium Merilios Capenium.
Mm. Marlon Jackson is allergic to canapes.
Put it in my butt!
I love that a burger is now a gadget.
What is a Buddha bowl?
1,000 carrots.
Can-can dancers is one of the most dangerous items to have around the home.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power
comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio. You and I are bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, a very good afternoon to you then, there, my friend. And welcome along. Happy Brexit Speech Day, everybody. Happy Brexit Speech Day, Cornelius.
Happy Brexit Speech Day,
Happy
John.
Happy Brexit Speech Day, Victoria.
And to you too, John.
Happy Brexit Speech Day, Rod, there, through the glass. Hi, Rod. Hi there. Happy Sam, happy Brexit Speech Day. There on the buttons there. I don't know about you, but we are loving it. We are dressed up for the big day. Oh, what a day. What a day. I'm wearing a European flag that I have fashioned into some quite tight pants. Now, obviously, I've had to cut off one of the main bits of the flag to fit. That seems appropriate, though, doesn't it? Given that, you know, we've had to cut off from the Europe. Marta's in the office today. She's Spanish. She's come dressed as some patatas bravas. That's symbolising Spain's main export there. So Cornelius has dressed up. Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at you.
Look at me.
I've
put the effort in.
Look at you. He's dressed as some additional long-term Brexit liabilities, such as pensions and debts. You look amazing.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. It's a big day, everybody. The big old day. Happy Brexit Speech Day, everybody. In just over an hour's time, Theresa May will be taking the stage there, laying out her actual idea for Brexit that we probably should have known by now, like a year ago, but we didn't. And now... Let us know what you're doing to celebrate 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
At Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Happy big Brexit speech day, everybody. So Theresa May expected to repeat her assertion that the UK will seek its own bespoke trade deal post-Brexit with the rest of the EU. There's also, of course, the need to address the proposed transition deal, the status of EU citizens in the UK, plus the €20 billion leaving bill. That's what everybody is talking about, of course, arguing about no less today. It's like a group in a restaurant, isn't it? They've come to the end of the meal deal, if you will. And everyone's arguing about how much it's going to cost and what everyone's got to pay. So, oh, it's 20. They've got the billies. It's 20 billion euros. Do you want to just split it? Should we split it? No. No, I don't want to split it. I don't want to split it because I didn't have access to the single market. And everyone else did at the start, didn't they? They had access to the single market, but I didn't have that. So I don't want to split it. So can we do it individually? Yeah, but it is fair because Germany's driving, so... And Germany only had soft drinks, whereas you had a hard Brexit. Yeah, but I didn't have any of the sides, did I? The sides of existing ties to trade deal. Did you say it was? Is Germany driving? Is that because Boris said he was driving from the back seat? I mean, we've all been in restaurants when that's happened, right? Where it's complicated to try and work it out at the end. That's nothing compared to what's going on with Theresa May now. Anyway, let me wish you a hello. We will be talking Brexit deal. Of course we will. Theresa May's doing the speech in around an hour. But join us this afternoon as we listen to that and then try and pick through the bones of whatever it is she said. Like Dougal and Zebedee at that party that everyone in the garden at the Magic Roundabout never speaks of, Theresa May is in Florence. And she will be... One for the kids there. Explicitly outlining her plans... for the transition period. But, here we go. That's all very well, isn't it? But I have to say that she's somewhat had her thunder stolen, certainly in Europe and certainly in the news agenda. I mean, the whole Europe thing, yeah, but what else is European? What else operates all over Europe? That's right, Uber. Yeah, yeah. Not in London anymore. Stolen. Her whole European speech thunder stolen by the fact that Uber might stop in London. Now, I realise that's a bit London-centric, but it's a precedent. You think about it. It operates in all of the cities. Londoners have gone into meltdown today. You got a cough, Cornelia?
Yes.
Okay. But seriously, in the last 2 hours, everyone has gone, well, Miss Brexit speech promises to... What? WTF? What? Uber? That's what's happened. Uber's stopping in what? But how will I get home without the risk of being assaulted or robbed now? Anyway, more on this very shortly indeed. But here's what else we've got for you on a Friday-based programme. Here we go. Headline hijacks on the way. Make up a news story, please. That is what we cordially extend an invitation for you to do. Victoria will have the news at 2. She's got a mouth on her. Look, it's here.
It's here.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at it. Look at it now. And at 2 o'clock it will say the news. But it will also say a lie and we'd like you to supply it. That's how Headline Hijack works. Get your lie spaked to the nation as reality in a news bulletin. What an invitation that is. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
We got a week's worth of showbiz to round up. A man from TalkSport, Tom, he'll be here rounding that up. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but still it'll happen. Work experience punditry today. Fraser's back. He's our work experience. He's going to be reviewing films for the weekend for you all. Then Theresa May's speech, of course. We're expecting that in an hour's time. At end of the week, quiz the big debate at 3. A man called Con, hello Con.
Hello me.
Will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, but he'll be reading out texts and tweets from all of the haters as it does so. You got a cough?
Yes.
In a feature we call Condescending. Condescending on the way. If you hate me, the show, or anyone who works on it, now is the time to get in touch to get featured. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's also Some Request Friday. You can't choose music because our licence doesn't allow it, but you can choose speeches or talks for us to play. If we've got them in the archive, we'll play them out as requests for you. You know how it works. And we've got live music because it's a Friday to take you into the weekend. We've been out on the streets of London and we will be dragging in a busker to perform for us. Live busking sessions on a Friday on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Ginger Dave not producing today. Ask Rod Marta. been seconded to drive time because everyone's still ill. So we have Rudd on the programme today. Hi, Rudd. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
Rudd's working on the show today. Sam's on the buttons.
Hello.
There he is. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius
is here.
Whatever. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons from Talk Radio. Aha! Now, we need to get into today's big story. I think we all know what it is, but how does this song link to it? If you're new to the programme, it's a little lunchtime quiz for you. No prizes. How does this song link to today's big story? The clue is in the artist or the name of the song. You try and figure it out. Carlisle. Heaven is a place on earth, but how does it link to today's big story? That's the question we're asking. And the question you're answering. Cornelius has been working on it in the studio. How does it link, Cornelius? Gets us into the big story, doesn't it? That's how the big song works on Talk Radio. What do you think? What do you think? Let me give you a clue first. It's nothing to do with Carlisle.
The town.
No. Nothing to do with that. Anything? Anything?
Is it the man who's been charged over the Parsons Green attack?
Why?
Why? Well, that's because that's what's happened.
Yeah, but how does that...
Why does it relate to the song?
Yeah.
Heaven, because...
They believe...
Yeah. They believe in heaven.
In the, and that it's, and the 72 Virgins thing.
Yeah. That?
No.
Is it... Oh, is it Theresa May's speech?
Ah!
Because... have a place on Earth. Earth is where we're the UK is Brexiting from.
Yeah, good. No.
Is it the three people who are in a dramatic boat rescue?
No. I should tell you what it is. It's Uber. The story that Uber is having its license revoked.
Yes, good story.
By Transport for London. It could be a precedent, of course, for the... Well, other cities around the world. TfL have called them not fit and proper.
Mm.
And, of course, they can appeal against this, but that's why I'm playing that song, isn't it?
But how does it relate to the song?
Uber, baby, do you know what that's worth?
No, we're not having that.
Uber, baby.
No.
Uber.
No.
Uber, baby.
No.
Uber.
Apologise now.
No.
Apologise.
It's too late. It's already done. Right, Uber. We'll be talking about it next. Stop coughing.
I can't.
In the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that, that is the rankest thing I have ever,
it
literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. Most of our stores in London are open 6am to 10pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, West Ham meet Tottenham. Will Hernandez celebrate his return to the league with a winning strike at the London Stadium? Or will Kane continue last season's unstoppable form? So what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes remain closed on the anti-clockwise side of the M25 through Kent. Investigation work of an accident continues between 5 the M26 and Junction 4 Torpington, with queues back towards Clackett Lane services. South Yorkshire, northbound M1, a lane closed due to a breakdown at Junction 35 for Rotherham, the A629 junction. And the northbound side of the A1M through North Yorkshire, severe queues, road closed. That's due to two lorries colliding between 48 at Boroughbridge and 49 at Dishworth. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
What gets you moving? That Friday feeling? A refreshing morning shower? Seeing the sunrise? Or that song that makes you want to move? So what are you waiting for? Get moving with your new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and the all-new Seat Ibiza SE is available for £179 per month with an initial rental of £1,799, plus an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
48-month personal contract hire for the all-new Ibiza SE. Subject to status, 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Ordered by October 2nd and registered by December 31st, 2017. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services. Subject to availability. Retail only. Excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's talk about today's big story. as we've been talking about the possibilities of getting home cheaply after a night out in a big city without the possibility of being assaulted by a driver who hasn't had the necessary background checks, have become fewer in the last couple of hours as Transport for London in London have basically shouted taxi for Uber by refusing to reissue their licence. Now, operating, of course, as they do in all the major cities all around the world, Uber has, in some people's opinion, revolutionised the fare-paying transport system. Is it unqualified success, is it not? Uber is not without controversy, though. Allegations of driver exploitation, questionable tactics, spy programmes via apps, sexual discrimination, embarrassing leaks about executive conduct. Plus, of course, complaints from the more traditional taxis, which culminated in that hashtag Black Cab Lives Matter campaign. Yet Uber is a huge hit with the consumer. That's you and me, really, isn't it? Because, quite simply, it, on the face of it, works brilliantly, and it's cheap. It's cheap as the chips that they'll also deliver to your home as part of Uber Eats. But TfL have said today that they are not fit and proper to hold a private licence. Now, they're going to appeal against this, of course. But is it taxi for Uber, or will, in the end, consumer power win out? On the line to talk to us about it, Wes Streeting, Labour MP, of course, chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on taxis. Good afternoon, Wes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you. So I'm guessing you welcome this from TfL?
I do welcome it. I think it's a courageous decision. In some ways, I'm pretty gobsmacked by the decision, not because I think it's wrong. The weight of evidence against Uber has led to this outcome and is reflected in TfL's statement and judgment today. But I'm gobsmacked because I've begun to doubt whether Transport for London would ever have the courage to take on a big multinational corporation with such a large customer base in the city.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think Uber have only themselves to blame for this. The complaints that have been levelled about Uber, flouting the rules and regulations of the road, most seriously the criticisms from the Metropolitan Police that they're not handling serious allegations of rape and sexual assault properly, yep, as an operator, should worry us all. And they have been given fair warning of these criticisms in the past. In fact, Uber's lost its licence in other cities in Europe and North America. So they have plenty of opportunity to buck up their act, but they haven't. And so, as you said, the outcome seems to be taxi for Uber.
Do you think they will buck up their act now? They've got this appeal process, of course, 21 days to do so. Is that the time when they... You know, this has obviously been huge news today. It's, you know, it's making all the headlines. It will be tomorrow's news as well, you know, irrespective of what Theresa May says in an hour's time. But is it a case of this will change their act? They'll buck their ideas up?
Well, I'd hope so. I'm in favour of competition and innovation. I'm proud that London is a hub for the tech industry, not just in this country, but the global tech industry. And I want that to be encouraged. But I think Uber represents the thin end of a wedge in a changing global economy and particularly changed by technology, where we have a race to the bottom, whether a race to the bottom on safety standards, in this case for passengers, but more widely for customers, a race to the bottom in terms of pay terms and conditions for workers, in this case Uber drivers, and ultimately the outcome of all of that isn't good for customers or for workers. Well, and I think that by taking this decision today, Transport for London have sent a powerful message that whether you're a small minicab firm or an individual black cabbie, or you're a big multinational corporation, in this city, we don't allow people to flout the rules or jeopardise passenger safety.
Which is why
it's the right decision.
Which is all fair enough. And that's, you know, if rules are being flouted, then of course, you know, that needs to be addressed. However, if you start looking at their customer base, of which I am one, you know, it is incredibly popular. It's incredibly convenient. Mm. It's incredibly cheap. It seems on the face of it, and I'm well aware that, of course, there are these circumstances with drivers not being regulated as they should be, but, you know, it's... I mean, let me just give you a quick... You know, this is just people on Twitter today. This is just people saying, you know, you book an Uber car, you've got his name, you've got his number plate, you've got the car, it's all on the phone. For a black cab, you get a black cab, you've got none of that, right? 3.5 million users in London, right, who are, all of whom, I think, or the vast majority, are pretty angry about this decision today.
Well, if I were... And I, by the way, I used to be an Uber customer, so I understand the convenience of the technology and I understand the attractions of price. I get all that. The reason I stopped using Uber was because I saw a business model and commercial practice which I felt was fundamentally unethical, whether it's the pay and standards and conditions of their drivers or trying to saturate the market to drive people off the road. I have to say, I mean, given what the Metropolitan Police has said about Uber's handling of some of the most serious allegations of rape and sexual assault in Uber vehicles, I don't particularly consider them to be a fit and proper operator or safe. What they may find, if they're thinking about alternatives to Uber, is that there are now a wide range of apps out on the market for black licensed taxi drivers, but also for mini cab firms that offer those same features. So I think, you know, Uber has moved the market on. The competition is now more competitive. And I think that is a good thing. I don't want to see companies, put out of business or told they can't operate. I would prefer them to operate within the same rules as everyone else that, that abides by the rules and make sure that we put passenger safety as paramount.
What are the figures, though, Wes, for, you're chair of the Parliamentary Committee on Taxes. So What are the figures for prior to Uber? It's all made the headlines, these allegations of assault and so on and so forth, we've heard about. But they've made headlines because Uber are a headline-making company. What are the figures for any, if there are, and I'm trusting you to know them, for assaults by cab drivers that aren't Uber prior to this?
I don't have the figures to hand, but what I can tell you is that the prevalence of allegations of rape and sexual assault in Uber cars is much higher than black licensed taxis. In fact, we've had.
But one is too many, isn't it? One is too many. So one is too many. But you're saying that there are allegations against black cab drivers then?
Well, of course there are, because no one's angels, and I wouldn't expect there to be no allegations. I think there are two things.
But if you get in a black cab, though, you've got no evidence of who that driver is or what that car is. Whereas if you get in an Uber,
you have the badge number, you have the driver.
That's just somebody putting a badge in a car. That's irrelevant.
Increasingly, the black taxi trade is definitely the most heavily regulated of any of the taxi and private hire industry. But in addition to that, you have a large number of apps that now do give you the same driver information as you would get in an Uber vehicle.
But they pioneered that, didn't they?
Listeners, in terms of how many is too many, well, police figures show that an allegation of rape or sexual assault is made against Uber drivers every 11 days. Now, I would never expect that, and you'd hope that number would be zero for any mode of public transport.
Yeah.
But, let's be realistic, there are bad people out there. What I would expect is if an allegation of rape or sexual assault is made, either against an Uber driver or, by the way, a driver being a victim or passengers being victims of other passengers, what I would expect as a fit and proper operator is for Uber to handle those allegations properly and report them to the Metropolitan Police. And that's what the police have criticised. It's the handling of those allegations, and it's really not like I do lots of work across all sorts of areas around crime and policing as a local MP. It really is not like the Metropolitan Police to come out and stridently criticize the company in the way that the Met did. I think that was probably one of the biggest contributing factors to TfL's decision today, although I don't have any inside track on that beyond the statement that was released. But if Uber want to operate in London again, what they need to do, as far as I'm concerned, is put in place proper mechanisms to ensure passenger safety and better liaison with the police. Make sure they're adhering to the same rules of the road as everyone else. But also, I think they finally need to improve their labour market standards and pay terms and conditions for their drivers, because it's not right they had to be dragged through the courts by the GMB trade union in order to recognise those responsibilities. And these aren't just issues in London, they're issues in cities around the world who've already decided to revoke Uber's licence, and many other cities.
Final question. I understand what you're saying, but in terms of, the headlines always used to be about minicabs and the danger of minicabs just unsolicited on the streets, people getting in the middle. No one does that anymore because they all get Ubers. Right. So are the figures, have the allegations, have these numbers improved since Uber? And I know, as we're saying, they get the headlines when there's a problem. But in terms of those stories we used to see on the front of newspapers about people getting, assaulted in cabs with unlicensed drivers, surely this has improved things because you've got the information on your phone.
Well, the good news for people who enjoy the convenience of that technology, and I think it is a good thing, The good news is that there are now a wide range of apps for taxi and private hire operators that give you exactly the same sort of information about the driver vehicle registration number, who the driver is, a contact number, so people have peace of mind. And my general advice, because unfortunately, even with, you know, the convenience of the Uber app in London, there are still, sadly, touts out there and unlicensed cars.
All right. If there's a public backlash, will there be, you know, will that come into part of this decision making process? Because there's going to be a public backlash.
There will be disappointed people. I see that on my own social media and even my own friends. But the important thing is that Transport for London makes this decision on the merits of the rules and the regulations and apply them fairly. And right. what I would say to your listeners, as I've said to my friends who are having a go at me about this decision today, is that it cannot be right that just because it's convenient, a big multinational corporation can put passenger safety at risk and drive down labour terms and conditions. Because the way the economy is changing in this century with, you know, the gig economy and technology, yeah, this is going to be a much, much big, I think, one of the biggest issues facing this country and other countries in this century. So we've got to get this right now. By all means, embrace technology, competition and innovation,
yeah,
but let's have it on fair terms.
Okay.
Because...
All right. Where's Street in there? Sorry, he's lost that at the end there. But Labour MP, they're chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on taxes. That is a big story today. And you know, there's huge debate on both sides, as we were just hearing. Anyway, sorry I'm late for the news, Victoria. I apologise for that. But, you know, that was worth talking about. So Victoria's here with the latest news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Uber says it'll appeal after London's Transport Authority announced it won't be renewing its licence. Transport for London says the taxi app firm isn't fit and proper, but the company has warned the decision will put 40,000 drivers out of work. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says he stands by TfL.
This is not a decision that's anti-private hire vehicle operators. It's not a decision that's anti-innovation or new technology. It's a decision that's anti-safety and security. And what Uber should have been doing is abiding by the rules and playing by the rules. They clearly haven't been, and that's why TfL reached their decision.
In the last half an hour, an 18-year-old has been charged with attempted murder and possessing explosives over last week's tube bombing. Ahmed Hassan from Surrey is due in court later. In the next hour, Theresa May is due to give a major speech where she'll attempt to break the deadlock in Brexit negotiations. The Prime Minister is in Italy, where she'll call for creativity in reaching a deal between the UK and the EU. A man and woman have appeared in court charged with murder after a badly burned body was found in a garden. The discovery was made in Southfields in southwest London on Wednesday afternoon. The pair, aged 34 and 40, have been remanded in custody to appear at the Old Bailey next week. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrison's have all announced plans to cut the price of petrol and diesel. Fuel costs have risen in recent weeks because of the effects of Hurricane Harvey in Texas. And the Kremlin insists it did not put ads on Facebook to try to influence the US presidential election. The social media site is to give information about fake accounts to American politicians investigating meddling claims. The weather rains slowly moving east this afternoon, but many southeastern areas will stay fine and warm with highs of 20 degrees. There's more in 20 minutes because John got carried away being a proper interviewer.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Do you know what? If you could stick to time, it would be great, but you can't.
All right.
Well, you went to ironically, that interview
it was quite interesting though, wasn't it?
Ironically, I told John to not talk to you during this bit, just to really move on, but then you've spoken to him and
do
now
you know what? If I was 10 minutes late, you'd have a go at me.
I wouldn't mind.
Yes, you
it was
would.
Quite interesting. I would actually, yeah, because I'll be sitting there going, "Where's Victoria?" That was, you know, that was interesting what he had to say. And he,
I mean,
he's
it's
the chair
fine.
Of the...
Just be succinct next time, John.
All right.
I'm going now because I've got much time to write my next bulletin. But bye.
It will be the same as the last one. Right, in the next bit of the programme, a roundup of showbiz news from a man from TalkSport who knows nothing of showbiz and has no interest in it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. Oh, go, go, oh! What?
I can't even, I'm sorry, I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever,
it
literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got an 1800 by 900 millimetre sheet of 12.5 millimetre standard board plasterboard for only £3.29 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
And here's Now TV, streaming a Derby doubleheader with West Ham v Tottenham and Rangers v Celtic live tomorrow. With the game changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible! So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
I'm a dead man.
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated Direct Line Home Plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hello, Mrs. Wren. You sound chirpy. Oh, no, not me. I always feel a bit sad when summer's drawing to a close. Oh, I see. You're chirpy because of the marvellous savings on offer at Wren Kitchens. Oh, 60% off all kitchens, and you can get an AEG dishwasher for just £179, or when you buy 5 or more units. She says at those prices, I should tweet myself to a new kitchen. You know how to cheer me up, Mrs. Wren. Fly down to Wren Kitchens.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems through Monmouthshire this afternoon on the westbound side of the M4. A lane closed due to an accident between Mega Services and Junction 24 at the A48 turning. Through Kent, anti-clockwise side of the M25, a lane closed due to accident investigation work between Junction 5 at the M26 and Junction 4 at Orpington for the A21. And finally, Hertfordshire, the London-bound M1 queuing, that follows an accident on the opposite side around Junction 9 at Redbourne. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
What gets you moving? That Friday feeling? A refreshing morning shower? Seeing the sunrise? Or that song that makes you want to move? So what are you waiting for? Get moving with your new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and the all-new Seat Ibiza SE is available for £179 per month with an initial rental of £1,799, plus an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
48-month personal contract hire for the all-new Ibiza SE. Subject to status, 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Ordered by October 2nd and registered by December 31st, 2017. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services. Subject to availability. Retail only. Excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities. All day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
Then, it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late
Late Night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon if you're just joining us. Well, much news today, of course. Theresa May's in Florence, much like Dougal and Zebedee at that party that time. And she will be delivering a Brexit speech in around, we think, half an hour's time. There's talk of it being a little bit delayed now.
Of your long interview?
Yeah. That she's had to put it back because she knew I was going to cover it.
Yeah.
Theresa May's just texted me and said, do you want me to put the speech back 10 minutes because you're talking about Uber? And I went, yes, Theresa, that's fine. So anyway, we'll bring it to you when it happens. Anyway, that's going on, of course, with Uber's going on. North Korea of what they call Donald Trump deranged, I think, is the quote. There's a lot. It's already complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We're here to help, and we're here to help one and all. And the way we help, of course, on this programme is by taking the news and analysing it through the obvious, well, the obvious route, really. It's short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Michael O'Leary admits he's a clown, but he can't make people float.
I mean, he would have one if his planes crashed in the sea.
Oh, John.
All right. It's the news in haikus. So good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio, and on a Friday, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we round up a week's worth of show business by inviting someone in from TalkSport because they have no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Tom's back today. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Very good. I imagine you're laden with showbiz like we wouldn't believe.
I've got showbiz news aplenty.
Yeah, so let's...
But it's... can I start with a sort of semi-sporting showbiz news?
Please do.
Yeah, well, it's Colleen Rooney who... has decided to shed her wedding ring this week.
Shedding ring.
She's... yeah. She's appeared downcast.
Has she?
4 days after Wayne, her husband, was slapped with 100 hours of unpaid work after being caught three times over the legal driving limit while driving with party girl Laura Simpson.
Yeah.
What's a party girl?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I don't... The thing is, she has to have an epithet, doesn't she? She has to have a... There has to be a newspaper description of what she is.
Yeah.
And they could have picked, I don't know, owner of a Beetle, which, you know, is what Wayne was driving.
It was Wayne's car. That was Wayne Rooney's Beetle.
No, it was her Beetle.
No, it was her car.
Was it?
Yes!
I saw Colleen Rooney was driving it the other day.
No!
Can we check that, please?
Yeah, I mean, thank I don't you. Know. I'm just saying this. But I'm sure it's the party girl's
she
Beetle.
She was drinking, so she couldn't drive it, but he drove it instead.
No, they got a cab back to his, and then he drove her home.
No, it was her. Was it?
You have no idea. Stop saying no.
I don't know. I've not followed. I know about Wayne Rooney.
Mm.
I know he likes elderly prostitutes. That's what I know of him.
We're quite ill-informed on this story.
Yeah, but I know. But there, so he did drunk driving because he went home with the party girl.
With the party girl because she was going to drink drive if she was driving.
So yeah, he so he drink instead. Drove instead.
Yeah,
that's a gentlemanly thing to do, isn't it? I think that's you know, that's what a chivalrous move. You drink drive? I'll do it for you. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, look in more. Well, that was about an engagement ring, and this next story is as well. She, obviously, Colleen shed hers. But,
yeah.
Gemma Collins, have you heard of her?
No.
She is the TOWIE diva.
Towie.
Yeah.
Right.
And she was taken aback when her ex offered to buy her a ring with her own cash. So the story goes...
Yeah.
Oh, do you want a quote?
Yes.
I'll give you a quote from her herself. He drew out quite a bit of money on my cards and said it was to put a deposit down on an engagement ring for me. I mean, hello, I was now paying for my own engagement ring.
Yeah. Who is she again?
She's a diva.
Right.
Gemma Collins.
Right.
She's in Towers. She's one
the big
of the
one,
famous.
Isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She went on I'm a Celebrity for 2 minutes as well.
The thing is that's not new, that clearly isn't news, right? But
I think she's just saying this to someone, and they've
Has she just gone, I'm not in the papers for a day, so what I need to do is invent some story whereby I get in the papers for a day. So she's just come up with that.
Yeah.
Or her PR has.
And the paper says, while it's become a funny anecdote over time...
No, not really.
Not yet.
Well, Gemma still hurts over the ending of that relationship.
Oh.
So...
Oh, they've split up.
They've split up.
Oh.
After all that.
I mean, after all that money borrowing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, oh. Harry Styles?
If you like.
Are you aware of him?
It was Rooney's car, I was right. Rooney's Beetle. He's been pictured getting back into it, as has Colleen.
Right.
So, I'm correct.
You wouldn't have thought she'd want to go back, right. In it.
No.
No.
Harry Styles.
Yeah?
Fans have not been left happy after realising that Harry Styles' T-shirts are going to cost them more money if they want to buy the big sizes. So, extra small, small and medium cost $40. Large, extra large and extra, extra large... cost £33 cost $45.
Right. So there's $5 more
of material
from, in the shirt.
Yeah. He doesn't want fat fans, does he?
No, he's alienating fat people then.
Yeah. It's up to him, I suppose, isn't
it? He can do that. He can choose whatever fans he wants. I do. Yeah, you know, the people who text
I don't think anyone chooses the fans we have.
No,
John.
No one would look at them.
But I'd better say there was a mistake in the pricing, so he didn't actually mean to do it.
So
they're just reporting on a mistake.
I'm surprised that the pricing of merchandise went down to Harry Styles himself. Like, you would have thought that he'd have someone do that. Makes it sound like he was on the stalls before the show, selling his own T-shirts.
I think Harry Styles keeps it very real. I mean, I barely know who he is, but I think he keeps it real, and I think probably he runs his own sweatshop. Where children are exploited.
Just the other members of One Direction.
Yeah, because they're not as famous as him.
No.
Are they? There's one... Are they?
I don't know.
There's one... I saw one the other day called Liam. Are you aware of him?
I don't know which
one. Liam's had the baby with Cheryl Cole.
Oh, right. Called Bear.
Bear, yeah.
But it's not a bear, is it?
It's a baby.
It's a baby, but they've called it Bear. But that's confusing, because it's not a bear.
No.
It's a baby.
Do you want any quotes from him?
Yeah.
Well, it's not from him. Harry and his team... were unaware, but the mistake has now been rectified. But this article goes on to say, too late, fans were already disgusted.
They're disgusted.
Right. It's only £5.
Yeah.
$5 even.
I mean...
I don't know.
It's just not a story, is it?
Anyone bothered?
I don't know. That shouldn't happen, should it? You shouldn't have to pay more if you're bigger.
It's like a fat tax.
Yeah, you should.
You should pay more if you're fat.
What if you're just
you're fat
naturally
and you're taking
a bigger
up,
person?
No, you're fat and you're taking up space.
Don't be mean.
No, you're taking up space and air.
Taking up space.
Yeah, that could otherwise be used by other people, aren't you? Like on aeroplanes. So, you know, if you're fat, get charged extra baggage.
Okay. They shouldn't sell extra, extra large, should they?
Why not?
I think it's encouraging it. I don't think...
Yeah, it shouldn't be available.
Yeah.
If you're a Harry Styles fan,
yeah.
Right, then they could do a lot for diets.
Exactly.
By just saying, right, stop coughing. You're too fat to like me.
Mm.
Slim down, have a T-shirt.
It's better, isn't it? Just do me.
It's encouraging. Yeah. You've got, it's like, isn't it?
It gives you a goal.
Yeah, it's but like then these people will just have to wander around topless. And do you want that?
Yeah. Is it the only clothes they've got?
But eventually they'd slim down. Because maybe you could hang, like the whole carrot and stick thing, maybe you could hang a Harry Styles T-shirt off a stick on the head of a fatty, right? And then they could, like, run after it, trying to get it. Oh, I want to wear the Harry Styles shirt. And then they'd be thinner. They'd go, it fits now. And that's a good idea.
And they can, yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's an idea, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, well, can you email Harry Styles and mention this?
Okay, I'll text him.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have any more time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Kate Garraway?
Yes.
No.
She is the 50-year-old Good Morning Britain presenter.
Oh, okay, with Piers Morgan. No, that's someone called Suzanne.
Susanna Reid. Kate Garraway also does it. She's also on Smooth Radio.
Right.
Well, she's had an incident. She has appeared to have some difficulties with her dress as she left the ITV studios earlier today, trying desperately to maintain her modesty as she straddled a bike in a tight-fitting black and red frock. She used her hands to hold her skirt down.
Yep.
And she giggled as she battled with her wardrobe. in a somewhat ungainly position.
It's quite difficult to take a wardrobe on a bike. Mm. I mean, if you've got to try that, you can't blame her for struggling with that, because that's, you know, was it a double wardrobe? Mm. Or even a single wardrobe that you've from IKEA would be tricky to get on
a
bike.
You need a sidecar.
You would.
And you don't see those anymore.
So she should have thought of that.
Do you want to know what her co-host Ben Shepherd was doing throughout this?
Yes, I do.
He was laughing as he watched on.
Well, listen, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us up to speed on all things showbiz.
Anytime.
I think we're all enlightened now, aren't we? Yeah.
So, Jay Garcia has called you out, John.
He called me out.
He says, fat tax.
Yeah.
How about shut up, John? You do talk crap sometimes, dude.
Right. Is Jay Garcia a fatty? Is that why
John,
he's having a go?
John, stop being mean.
Well, I'm not being mean.
You are being mean.
I am
body-shaming listeners.
I'm not. Is that possible?
Yes, I don't know.
All I'm saying is, right, if you're fat, lose some weight.
No.
Why?
Why don't you grow taller?
Well, because...
Hey?
This
why
is...
don't you grow taller?
Don't hide...
Hey, shorty boy. Hey? See, you don't like it. Look, you've started crying.
I'm crying now. I'm really sorry.
See?
I didn't mean to do it.
You should have to pay more, because you buy children's clothes and you don't pay tax on those.
I'm really sorry.
Don't you? Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Tiny boy.
I'm really sorry. Don't shame me.
You should have to pay people to reach top shelves for you.
Anyway, headline hijacks on the way. All you have to do is make up a news story. And get it to us, because that's how it works. Made-up lie in the news that's coming at 2 o'clock. That's all we require from you. The nation will hear your lie. They will believe it, because they're not really listening to this bit of it. Cornelius.
Yes?
Whom has been victorious?
It's Malcolm.
From?
Sussex.
Sussex. Hi, Malcolm in Sussex. Well done. You've got your made-up news story that will be broadcast as fact from Victoria in the forthcoming bulletin. Also on the show today, then. Well, Theresa May, as you know, is going to be delivering that widely anticipated Brexit speech within the next half an hour or so, we think. We'll be bringing you details, of course, as it goes along. We have work experience punditry. That's the weekend for you. Films. You might be planning to go to the cinema, but what should you watch? You might be planning on sitting in front of the television. What should you watch? Fraser's here. He's our work experience. He's going to be telling us. There's also live music on the way. Because we do that on a Friday. We drag buskers in from the streets of London and force them to perform for your delight at microphone point. So that's happening. And also, if you hate me or the show or anyone on the show, good luck, because why not send in your hate via text or tweet and have it read out by Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
From the lift as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Con Descending. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to the radio. It's a Friday.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, West Ham meet Tottenham. Will Hernandez celebrate his return to the league with a winning strike at the London Stadium? Or will Kane continue last season's unstoppable form? So what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Get up to half price savings on the autumn winter collection at DFS. And until Monday, you can get early bird extra savings on selected sofas. DFS.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R Design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade
Point. He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, London to lose Uber, teen charged over tube bomb, and Gaga says fame made her lonely.
Talk Radio.
Uber has criticised the decision not to renew its licence in London. A legal battle is looming over the private hire app, which is used by 3.5 million people in the capital. TfL says it's due to safety and security. Labour MP Wes Streeting, the chair of an all-party parliamentary group on taxis, has told Talk Radio it doesn't matter if the decision is unpopular.
It cannot be right that just because it's convenient, a big, for customers, a big multinational corporation can put passenger safety at risk and drive down labour terms and conditions.
Here's the firm's spokesman, Fred Jones.
The Mayor and Transport for London have caved under extreme pressure from a small number of individuals and groups that want to restrict choice for consumers and competition within London. The impact of that decision, if it stands, will put over 40,000 licensed drivers out of work with no means to support themselves, their families, their loved ones.
Police have charged a man over last week's bomb attack on a tube train in West London. 18-year-old Ahmed Hassan from Sunbury will appear in court later, accused of attempted murder and using an explosive device. Three others are still being questioned over the bombing. Theresa May is due to give a major speech on Brexit soon, in which she'll ask for creativity in the process. The Prime Minister is expected to promise that the UK will fulfil commitments in the existing EU budget until the end of 2020, despite the official leaving date being before that. A man and woman have been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with murder. A badly burned body was found in a garden in Southfields in London. 100 days on since the Grenfell Tower disaster, a leading doctor said it triggered a mental health crisis of an unprecedented scale. 457 adults have been flagged up by the NHS as being in urgent need of treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. 39 children are getting specialist mental health care. And Lady Gaga says fame isn't all it's cracked up to be. After she watched a documentary that's been made about her life, she says the limelight can make you feel lonely.
What? Good. That was the news with Victoria. Thank
yes,
you.
John,
thank
well
you
done.
Very, very much. It was.
Let's do the weather.
Splendid.
Weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
National.
Rain slowly moving to the southeast. Sorry, moving east this afternoon. In the southeast, though, it should be white. Fine and warm, not wine.
Hello.
Highs.
Someone's in Friday mode.
Yeah, I need some wine to deal with you.
Oh, would that help?
You make me drink. Let's get the sport with Alex Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Chelsea striker Diego Costa says he loves the club's fans, but it's beautiful he's returning to Atletico Madrid. He's set to undergo a medical and finalise personal terms within the next day or so. Costa was, of course, frozen out by Blues boss Antonio Conte, but the forward told Splash News there's no hard feelings.
Are you upset at the way Antonio Conte's treated you?
There's nothing of the sort there. I'm not upset with anybody. I have no bitterness towards anyone. Everything is cool.
England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones says the squad he's picked for a training camp in Oxford won't necessarily be the same one he'll choose for the autumn internationals. Centre Jonathan Joseph's one of four British and Irish Lions not picked. England cricket have confirmed they'll name their Ashes squad to tour Australia next Wednesday morning. And Scotland's most valuable flat race, the Air Gold Cup, has been called off because of waterlogging. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, since technology has been developed over the winter that allows fallen autumn leaves to be converted into energy, a new law is expected to be passed in Parliament outlawing the picking up or kicking of fallen leaves without a licence to collect. Bags of dry leaves are already being put on sale on the dark web for thousands of pounds.
Thank you, Victoria. Here's a message that's come in for you.
All right.
From Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. At Talk Radio on Twitter. I do enjoy listening to @Victoria_Bourne.
That's my Twitter handle, yeah. If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter.
Telling off @JohnHolmes1, that's my Twitter handle, in case anyone wants to follow me on Twitter. Every day. She sounds like an exasperated parent.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what my mum used to drink?
I think so. Me and your mum have a lot in common.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you. Victoria's here with today's bonus news at around 3:30. What is it today? Mineral news. I mean, look, it covers everything off. Animal, vegetable, mineral.
Blah, 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 the news blah, isn't blah. Long enough. You're so repetitive. Say the same old things the news, day in, day out.
The news isn't long enough to cover everything off, so we like to bring you all the rest of it. Animal, yeah. Vegetable.
Right, I need to go. I've got to go to a meeting.
Have you? What's it about?
News.
Sounds brilliant. Can I come? No. Oh. Thanks, Victoria. All right. You just gestured a swear. Right, 8 minutes past two. Work experience punditry on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, live music on the way for you on Talk Radio this afternoon. If that's not a misnomer, I don't know what is. But it's what we do on a Friday. We know it's the weekend. We'd like to get you into the weekend mood. And we do it with busker sessions. We go outside, we drag buskers in from the streets of London. Not just London, now they come from far and also wide. And today is no exception. We have live music in the last half an hour for you. We have an end of the week quiz as well. It's a brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Things that have happened on this programme over the last 5 days. Can you tell us what happened next? Theresa May's speech is on the way. We think around 5-10 minutes time she will be talking in Florence, of course. Widely anticipated, laying out her plans for the transition deal. We will have all of the reaction to that speech for you as the afternoon goes on. Cool. Big debate at three as well. But work experience punditry on the way next.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, as you will know if you're a regular listener, what we do is we take our work experience from the office and lead them away from all of those work experience tasks that are so beneath them. And we put them instead actually on the radio, giving them real world work experience. Fraser is our work experience this week. He has been looking at many things for us. Today, though, Friday, films for the weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, what are we going to start with?
We're going to start with it.
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 It. It. All right. So that this has been out for a couple of weeks.
It has. It has been out for a couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah. It's doing very well, isn't it?
It's done very, very well indeed, actually. For especially for an R-rated film. In America, it's R-rated.
Yeah. What is it here? Is it an 18?
No, it's a 15.
That's
15.
About right.
I'd I wouldn't say it's deserving anything higher, really. Yeah, so it came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's based on the 1986 novel of the same name by Mr. Stephen King.
Indeed.
Stars Bill Skarsgård as the iconic Pennywise, the dancing clown.
Yeah, he's not really a clown, though, is he? This is important
news. Yeah, so, I mean, basically, my one key criticism of the film would probably be that we didn't really get to know more about Pennywise. Because
the thing is, though, have you read the book?
I haven't.
It is brilliant. So I read it, you know, years ago, and it's one of his best works. And what I like about Stephen King, we talked about this a little bit before on the programme, but what I like about him is that he will reference all of the world of Stephen King, all of his other novels. A lot of these things are set in Derry, which is where this is set, a fictional town in Maine.
Yeah.
And all these things reference each other. So the Pennywise stuff crops up in other Stephen King novels.
Oh, really?
As tiny little side issues because of a thing happening down there. And it just in a sentence, it just goes, yeah, that's like when that clown did the thing. And you go, and it all ties in. And that's the problem with Stephen King. Not a problem at all, because in literary terms, it's so rich and brilliant. And like if you read it, it's all these little Easter eggs for fans. But film, of course, it's very difficult to do in one hit. So
they've
got to cut stuff out. So the background, you're right.
Yeah, I think, because there's a sequel planned.
Yeah.
And I think they're probably going to expand a little bit more on Pennywise in a sequel called Chapter 2, is what the sequel will be called.
Yeah.
So and I'll definitely be going to see it, because I really enjoyed the film. First and foremost, I did really, really enjoy it. There are a couple of moments where I genuinely, like, literally jumped out of my chair. I was like, oh, that's genuinely quite scary. But at times it was a little bit comedic. I felt as in there were,
it was. I think deliberately so, though. I think probably
because I think there's the bit when you actually see Pennywise doing his dance kind of thing, and it's just hilarious more than anything. I just found it really.
The bit
really
when
funny.
He came out of the fridge was good, wasn't it?
When he came out of the fridge
in the house.
Oh gosh! Yeah.
That's a spooky moment. You sort of go, oh, not sure about that.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I went to see it with Cornelius as my date.
I know you did. Yeah.
Because he said he wanted to go, but he was scared. And he wanted someone to hold him.
No, I didn't want to go. You said come along, so I did. Yeah.
I just thought it was something horrible there.
Yeah, he wanted. He did. He needs it. You know, he gets scared easily.
Yeah, and
I didn't, because these films don't scare me that much.
Why did you sit on my lap then?
I didn't.
That was for a different reason.
No, I didn't. I didn't sit on your lap.
Yeah, you were scared when the clown jumped out.
Yeah, because that is scary.
Yeah,
they had a guy dressed up as a clown walk around the cinema, or let him jump out.
It was an immersive viewing.
Oh, are you sure you went to one of those ones? Okay. Yeah.
Have you spoken about the guy who touched the back of your neck?
Yes. Someone brushed the back of my neck. I jumped at that point. I'll be honest with you.
I didn't believe you, because no one else had that.
Yeah, I thought it was you trying to come on to me again.
No. Again.
Yeah. Again. Oh, the clown's scaring me, John. Hold me.
I thought the bit with the projector screen was really good as well. And he's just massive. Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, it's hard to do without spoilers. Most people have seen it now, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to see it, you've probably seen it. But but it is good. I mean, the Stephen King adaptations go.
Mm.
It's up there because, you know, a lot of adaptations of Stephen King books just haven't worked very well. The Dark Tower recently got terrible reviews.
Apparently, that absolutely panned.
Yeah. And again, the same thing, though. It's such a rich tapestry.
How many books are those?
There's like five or six of them.
Yeah, it's like you can't do it in one.
And so that's the problem. Yeah. Whereas the whole background of Pennywise, it was sort of well done, I think, because one of the kids in it looks at the history of the town, doesn't he?
Yes.
So there's a bit of that. But of course, he's not a clown. That's just one.
He's one of his many guises.
Exactly, because he's in a pan-dimensional shape-shifting being,
which we're never told.
No,
in the film, we're never given that information.
And there's also a bit where one of the characters, you know, when Pennywise attacks her, he opens his maw, and she looks inside, and you see lights inside him, don't you?
Yeah.
And there's no explanation as to what that is.
No,
but in the book, of course, the whole thing is that the description of Pennywise as a I keep calling him that, but that's not, you know, his name. They call it the Deadlights, and so they are these. It's this formless, genderless entity,
Oh, right.
Represented by light.
I had no idea.
In the ether. Okay. Beyond space and time.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And so, but when you see these lights in his throat, you're going, what's that? But I knew, because I've read the book. But if you think, if it's one of them, why has he got lights down there?
I do want to read the book. I've read the Wikipedia plot summary.
Shall we hear
of the
clip?
Actual book? Yes, of course.
Oh, okay,
yeah, gosh,
then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's not, like, any time I've ever been in before. People die or disappear 6 times the national average. And that's just grown-ups. Kids are worse. Way, way worse. We all float down here.
I saw something. There was this...
clown. I saw him too.
Look, it's all connected by the sewers. That's where it lives.
Get off my lap, Cornelius! What's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you? Get off me! Anyway, but yeah, but we've talked about this quite a lot on the show because rightly so because it's
One of the things I was a little bit disappointed with actually was the music in that all that stuff that doesn't happen in the film, does it? I don't recall that ever happening. And that's one of the
loads
things,
of music,
yeah, but not that little bit which I really like. In the trailers, I was like, oh, that's an awesome soundtrack. That genuinely makes me quite scared to watch.
That happens a lot with films though. You get things in the trailers now that aren't part of it.
I know. It really annoys me.
But also,
they
updated it because the book's set in the 1950s.
Mm.
That chapter one part anyway,
yeah,
and they updated it to the 80s because the whole Stranger Things kind of vibe, which is, so it's very reminiscent of that, which is good because it works because that's that, you know, we know about Stranger Things now, but that whole Spielbergian world of kids fighting stop waving at me, get off my lap,
because
this is the thing.
Yeah.
Theresa May's Brexit speech is on the way. That is true. We're just killing time really till it gets here.
No,
if I'm honest. But we will be talking about that obviously on the programme as it happens. It's expected live in Florence very shortly indeed. Details, analysis, what we think of it, all on the way this afternoon. But Fraser is with us as well because you don't just want that. You want films for the weekend, and we're going to be talking TV and Netflix stuff that you can watch over the next couple of days as well on the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Time to unleash your inner captain of industry and become a legend amongst your co-workers. Just imagine it. You'll be offered so many cups of tea, they might even give you a funny nickname. But how to up your game? Well, you could start with Premier Inn Business. Our tools make it easy to manage your bookings across our 750 hotels, saving your company time and money. And once that's sorted, you'll be well on your way to having all your jokes laughed at. Even the rubbish ones. Stop searching and start saving with Premier Inn Business.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine, but to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Modern, shaker, traditional. Gloss, mats, painted to order or wood. Galley, with island, without island. Whatever the kitchen style you need, you'll find it at Jewson. Right now, get 40% off selected paint to order ranges. And if you spend over £2,000 on any by design kitchen, then you'll get an Amazon Echo for free. How's that, Alexa? Price excluding VAT. 40% off selected kitchens right now at Jewson. Find your nearest showroom at jewsonkitchens.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
And here's Now TV, streaming a Derby doubleheader with West Ham v Tottenham and Rangers v Celtic live tomorrow. With the game changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible! So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixture subject to change, terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South Yorkshire, northbound M1, one lane closed due to a breakdown around junction 35 for Rotherham and the A629. Southbound side of the M42, a lane down between 3A and 3, the M40 down towards Redditch, that's due to a breakdown, inside lane of the 4 closed. And in Somerset, northbound M5, lane closed there due to a breakdown, 22 at Burnham, up towards 21 for Western Supermare. And finally, northbound M5 has a lane closed through Worcestershire due to a breakdown at 4A for the M42 near the roadworks. That's the latest, I'm Stephen Beach.
McKay said we can take over tea time on Fridays.
Yay! I'd invite a dolphin for tea. I'd bring a disco ball. I'd invite the Prime Minister.
I would eat with pants on my head.
Let your kids rule Fridays with McCain crispy French fries. McCain, we are family.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So Theresa May's speech is on the way. Her Brexit speech, of course. What's that noise? What's that? What was that?
It was Fraser's
not me
laptop.
At all. What? Oh, no.
Awkward. Let's start that again. I'll tell you what, when we do this on air...
Just edit that bit out.
We'll just edit that, yeah. Just gone. Just edit that out. And count me in again. And we'll do it.
And 3, 2...
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. Theresa May's Brexit speech is on the way. Boris Johnson, of course, accused of undermining the Prime Minister with the Brexit article, but she is expected widely to follow her own blueprint, her own path in this speech as she outlines her thoughts on a transition for Britain. This is in Florence, of course. We will be bringing you details of it very shortly when she starts to speak, and indeed analysing it shortly afterwards as well. All of that on the way, but what are we waiting for? Of course, we're waiting to watch films on television over the weekend. Who could want anything more? It is in the cinemas. We've talked about that. Fraser, our work experience, is with us. He's now going to tell us about
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz is on television for a change. Really, I mean, it's on every day, isn't
yeah,
it?
Pretty yeah. much. Yeah. ITV2 is the place to go. Yeah. If you're trying to catch Hot Fuzz, chances are it will be on. It was on last Sunday, yeah. Or it'll probably be on this Sunday.
It's, of course it is.
I mean, if you haven't seen Hot Fuzz, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing life wrong. Yeah. So, and it's one of my favourite ever films.
It is one of those, I like films, you know, because, you know, here's the weird thing about films, isn't it? You know, hence this feature, really. But you sort of go, oh, I'm at home. Right. I mean, I could watch a film, but deciding what film to watch and choosing it is laborious.
Yeah, it is.
Because
yeah.
you've got to be in the right mood. You go, do I want to watch that or do I want to watch that? But if you just happen upon one that every time it's on is eminently watchable, Die Hard, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, then it's sort of a happy moment. Yeah. You go, oh, yeah, I can settle into this.
And Hot Fuzz is one of those films where I don't really get bored of watching it. I mean, I could watch it maybe twice within a month. And I wouldn't really be too fussed about it because I think it's so watchable, you know. It's very, very witty. It's so funny, and it's quite satirical as well of action comedy. I love a bit of satire.
I don't think I liked it as much as Shaun of the Dead.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I did think the same way as you for a while, and then I just kept on watching Hot Fuzz, and then I just in the end I was like, this is better.
I didn't like it as much as Paul.
I haven't seen.
No,
Paul,
I'm kidding. No one ever said that. No one has ever said that. No, Paul's the best.
That's
one.
They
should put Paul every week. week.
That was
that was terrible.
Yeah, and then he went on to do that full set breakfast show, didn't he? the last one, World's End. Was all right.
Yeah, it doesn't really come into the reckoning really in terms of because it's the Cornetto flavors trilogy.
That's right,
as it's known as. Because obviously they have a different kind of flavor of Cornetto in each film. World's End doesn't really come into the ranking system. Yeah. It is mainly between Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. But I don't know what it is about Hot Fuzz. I think
So the plot is it's like an American crime buddy film,
yeah.
But in
yeah.
a sleep English town, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Simon Pegg's character, Nicholas Angel, gets sent to Gloucestershire, yep. I think it is, and a very very sleepy town. And then he basically uncovers this huge this huge plot, which is literally just because the town wants to be was it the best village of the year award yeah. or something. And then,
the greater good.
Yeah, the greater
it?
Good. Yeah. and that's literally good. Why they've ended up killing off half the town, because they're doing like, you know, silly things wrong and everything like that. And it's just ridiculous. But it's so, so quotable. Great cast as well. Really good cast. Apparently, Kate Blanchett has a cameo in it, which I've never noticed before. But she's uncredited, but she's in it.
Really?
She's actually in Hot Fuzz, which I found really interesting.
Dylan Moran's in it.
Yep. Steve Coogan,
Adam Buxton's well. In it.
Yeah,
Martin Freeman, again just a cameo. Olivia Colman is really good as well.
Yeah.
She's in the police force. She's hilarious.
We've got a clip.
Yeah,
go on, I mean, for those that don't, I mean, everyone's sick. But anyway, here's a bit of Hot Fuzz.
You've just been to the shop. Thinking of a different shop. Constable Butterman, this is not the time for personal errands.
Well, there's nothing going on, is there?
There is always something going on. You have to look closer. All right. What about this guy?
Mr. Treacher?
Yeah, why has he got that big coat on? Can't be cold. Why the extra layer? Maybe he's trying to hide something.
Mr. Treacher?
Okay, what about this guy? Ask yourself, why has he got his hat pulled down like that?
He's ugly.
Or he doesn't want you to see his face.
Because he's ugly.
And there's a clip from Hot Fuzz while we were just discussing Theresa May's speech in Florence, which he's about to do. All right, because the news is on the way. Theresa May's speech is live shortly. We're going to be picking through the bones of it as the afternoon goes on, of course, because we know some of what she's going to say, but not all. So it's going to be quite interesting, but we'll take that. But while we're still waiting for her,
yeah.
Not that you're just a time filler.
Absolutely, I've never clear. Felt like that ever here.
What film should we end on?
So The Big Sick came out on DVD last week, and if you haven't seen it, it's an independent film written by Emily V. Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani. Don't worry if you haven't heard of those people, because it's an independent film, so not particularly well known. But basically, it follows, it's a true story involving Kumail, who's a comedian and who actually drives for Uber. Topical.
Right.
And then he meets this girl called Emily, and they develop a relationship. But then she has a lung infection and everything. It was terribly wrong. But the best thing about it is the cultural differences between the two, because Kumail's obviously Pakistani.
Yep.
Emily's English. And as somebody who's half Pakistani himself, I really related to it, actually.
Okay.
There's some really, really good bits in there, which I was watching it with my mum. I paused the film and said, "Mum, that's literally you," when Kumail's mum was doing something to do with like lamb biryani. And she was like, "Yeah, no, that is true." Like, there we go. So, very, very funny film. And it's done really well. I think it had a $5 million budget and grossed $50 million.
Really?
Yeah. So it's done really, really well for itself. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's kind of like a rom-com with some like serious issues behind it. So would definitely recommend you watch it.
Okay. In terms of your, watching it with your heritage and your knowledge of it, I mean, presumably it translates anyway, but, you get different things out of it at different levels, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You can watch this film as a non-Pakistani person. Right. Like, I should stress that.
Stress that. Yeah.
But, obviously me being slightly more related to it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's genuinely really, really funny, actually. So, go and watch it. Good film.
All right. So we've done it. We've done Big Sick.
And we've done Hot Fuzz.
And we've done Hot Fuzz. They are your films for the weekend. Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome,
coming John. Work Experience Fraser there, reviewing stuff for us, because, we don't have to pay him. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be picking through the bones of Theresa May's speech. She's just started to deliver that in Florence. It's her key Brexit speech, of course, widely anticipated. We know of some of what she's going to say, but in terms of the detail... Well, that's where the devil is, and we'll be hearing about it momentarily with Victoria. We have an end-of-the-week quiz for you, the big debate at 3, and live music in the last half an hour of the programme. It's exactly 2:30. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has just started giving a major speech in Italy in an attempt to break the deadlock in Brexit negotiations. She's expected to set out proposals for a transitional period when the UK leaves the EU. Uber says it'll appeal a decision by London's Transport Authority not to renew the taxi app's licence to operate in the city. TfL says the firm isn't fit and proper, highlighting safety concerns. Uber has warned it'll leave 40,000 drivers out of work. Here's London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
I can understand why Uber drivers, Uber passengers are angry at Uber for not playing by the rules. What's important is that we have in London a regime where private hire vehicle operators and taxis operating safely and securely.
Around 3.5 million people use the taxi app in the capital, where its current licence expires a week tomorrow. A teenager is due before magistrates charged over last week's tube bombing. 18-year-old Ahmed Hassan is accused of attempted murder and using an explosive device. Four passengers have been arrested after a flight from Barcelona to Liverpool had to be diverted after an incident on board. Police say three men and a woman are being questioned on suspicion of offences linked to being drunk. And more supermarkets are cutting the cost of fuel after Hurricane Harvey forced the price up. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrisons have all made the move. The storm disrupted oil refining in Texas. The average cost of unleaded petrol reached a six-month high of £1.19 this week. The weather rains slowly moving east this afternoon, but many southeastern areas should stay fine and warm with highs of 20 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for that. Now, Victoria will be back with other news, bonus news, some might say, in around an hour's time. Now, we know, as well as you, that there's not enough time in that tiny little window, a news window, a n-window. There's not enough time there to get everything away, because that was just sort of, you know, facts and headlines and stuff. But really, there's a lot more going on in the world. So what we do is bring you bonus news, which outlines all of that. And we know that in terms of covering everything, animal, vegetable, mineral, that's what covers everything.
Fungus too.
Good point, yes. Fungus isn't one of those, as Philip Schofield tweeted to tell us. So what we've done is...
He didn't tweet to tell us. He just tweeted about it and we picked up on it.
Because he's a big fan of your new bonus news.
That's not true. It You're is. Just making things
Absolutely
up.
Absolutely true.
A liar.
No, it's true.
You're a liar.
It's true.
Liar.
True.
Liar.
True.
Liar. Pants on fire.
So,
if that's true, isn't that painful?
My pants aren't on fire, let's be very clear about that.
Okay.
Good. So, the today, mineral news is what I'm saying.
Right. Have you started? Long-winded way of saying it,
well,
John.
You eked it out. Have you started?
No. No.
Fine.
I've been waiting for Theresa May to start talking,
and now she's talking.
I can't listen to her because you're talking to me.
Well, yes, I am. Anyway, Theresa May is delivering that speech in Florence. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be working out what it means, what she's saying. As she said, what has been expected, and all the fallout. Pick through the bones, through it we shall. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So Theresa May is delivering her Brexit speech, widely anticipated. She has said so far mass immigration and terrorism are two challenges that can only be solved in partnership with the EU. Of course, she said, we're moving through a new and critical period. She didn't really need to say that. I think we probably all knew that already. She's only just started talking. We will be picking through the bones of what she's actually saying, of course. But handily, for a Friday, as regular listeners will know, we take requests, and we don't take music requests like they do on Radio 2. We take speech requests because we can, because we're a speech radio station. And if you want, like, a dedication or a request, then get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
John, I am currently massaging an ocelot. Please help soothe it. And I'd like to relax while doing so, as would the ocelot, by hearing some of Theresa May's Brexit speech live from Florence, as it's Ozzy the Ocelot's favourite new hot speech. Many thanks. That's from Ross in Kemp. Well, I think we can take some of Theresa May's speech for you right now.
About this need for control and the direct accountability of their politicians is one reason why, throughout its membership, the United Kingdom has never totally felt at home being in the European Union. And perhaps because of our history and geography, The European Union never felt to us like an integral part of our national story in the way it does to so many elsewhere in Europe. It is a matter of choices. The profound pooling of sovereignty that is a crucial feature of the European Union permits unprecedentedly deep cooperation, which brings benefits. But it also means that when countries are in the minority, they must sometimes accept decisions they do not want, even affecting domestic matters with no market implications beyond their borders. And when such decisions are taken, they can be very hard to change. So the British electorate made a choice. They chose the power of domestic democratic control over pooling that control, strengthening the role of the UK Parliament and the devolved Scottish Parliament, Welsh and Northern Ireland assemblies in deciding our laws. That is our choice. It does not mean that we are no longer a proud member of the family of European nations, and it does not mean we are turning our back on Europe, or worse, that we do not wish the EU to succeed. The success of the EU is profoundly in our national interest and that of the wider world. But having made this choice, the question now is whether we, the leaders of Britain and of the EU's member states and institutions, can demonstrate that creativity, that innovation, that ambition that we need to shape a new partnership to the benefit of all our people. I believe we must, and I believe we can. For while the UK's departure from the EU is inevitably a difficult process, it is in all of our interests for our negotiations to succeed. If we were to fail or be divided, the only beneficiaries would be those who reject our values and oppose our interests. So I believe that we share a profound sense of responsibility to make this change work smoothly and sensibly, not just for people today, but for the next generation who will inherit the world we leave them. The eyes of the world are on us. But if we can be imaginative and creative about the way we establish this new relationship, if we can proceed on the basis of trust in each other, I believe we can be optimistic about the future we can build for the United Kingdom and for the European Union. In my speech at Lancaster House earlier this year, I set out the UK's negotiating objectives. Those still stand today. Since that speech and the triggering of Article 50 in March, the UK has published 14 papers to address the current issues in the talks and set out the building blocks of the relationship we would like to see with the EU, both as we leave and into the future.
So Theresa May there is talking in Florence, as you've been hearing. This is live. We are taking this live. That is a major speech, widely anticipated in Florence, regarding her transition to Brexit. And it's all very well, isn't it? But we're just listening to it there like you and thinking, yeah, but getting... But it needs a little bit more. Yeah,
she's going on, isn't she?
Oh, it just needs a bit more.
Slightly dry.
A bit more somehow, doesn't it? A little bit more So what we're going to do is try and make it a little bit more dramatic for you, as I think. What's the most dramatic sort of prime ministerial slash presidential speech you can possibly think of? As part of this,
we and the one from Independence Day.
Exactly. So how to make Theresa May's speech better? With the music from Independence Day.
We have both stated explicitly that we will not accept any physical infrastructure at the border. We owe it to the people of Northern Ireland, and indeed to everyone on the island of Ireland, to see through these commitments. We have also made significant progress on how we look after European nationals living in the UK and British nationals living in the 27 member states of the EU. I know that this whole process has been a cause of great worry and anxiety for them and their loved ones. But I want to repeat to the 600,000 Italians in the UK, and indeed to all EU citizens who have made their lives in our country, that we want you to stay, we value you, and we thank you for your contribution to our national life. And it has been and remains one of my first goals in this negotiation, to ensure that you can carry on living your lives as before. I'm clear that the guarantee I am giving on your rights is real, and I doubt anyone with real experience of the UK would doubt the independence of our courts or of the rigour with which they will uphold people's legal rights. But I know there are concerns that over time the rights of EU citizens in the UK and UK citizens overseas will diverge. And I want to incorporate our agreement fully into UK law and make sure the UK courts can refer directly to it. And when there is uncertainty around underlying EU law, I want the UK courts to be able to take into account the judgments of the European Court of Justice with a view to ensuring consistent interpretation. And on this basis, I hope our teams can reach firm agreement quickly. Now, at the moment, the negotiations are focused on the arrangements for the UK's withdrawal from the EU. But we need to move on to talk about our future relationship. Of course, we recognise that we can't leave the EU and have everything stay the same. Life for us will be different. But what we do want, and what we hope that you, our European friends, want too, is to stay as partners who carry on working together for our mutual benefit. In short, we want to work hand in hand with the European Union rather than as part of the European Union. That is why in my speech at Lancaster House, I said that the United Kingdom would seek to secure a new, deep and special partnership with the European Union. And this should span both a new economic relationship and a new relationship on security. So let me set out what each of these relationships could look like before turning to the question of how we get there.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 25-kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in plastic packaging for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Perform in Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you go all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport.
This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Long queues on the southbound side of the M6 following a breakdown through the roadworks. 18 at Holmes Chapel, down towards 17 at Sandbach and the A534. Inside lane was closed there. Anti-clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, one lane down following an accident at Junction 18 at the Sinister Island for the M62 and the M66. And finally, westbound side of the A47 in Norfolk is closed at Eastern. That's due to a two-vehicle collision around the Watton Road turning. I'm Stephen Beach.
McKay said we can take over tea time on Fridays.
Yay! I'd invite a dolphin for tea.
I'd bring a disco ball.
I'd invite the Prime Minister.
I would eat with pants on my head.
Let your kids rule Fridays with McCain crispy French fries. McCain, we are family.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. We are, of course, bringing you the details of Theresa May's Brexit speech, which I think you'll agree we livened up somewhat with the music from Independence Day just before the break. And she's still going on, to be fair. I'm not saying Brexit and her speech is dull. I'm just saying I think we livened it up a bit. Anyway, obviously it's important. That is no word of a lie. We will be picking through the bones of it. She's still talking. She's been doing this for 20 minutes now in Florence, of course. Details very much on the way. But we needed a finish before we can work out what she said and start talking about it, obviously. She thinks we can do better than EEA membership or Canada-style deal. That's the headline at the moment. She's saying that deal that the EU have with Canada, it just simply wouldn't suit the UK. It's just not the sort of deal she wants. She's outlining her transition period. This is the point. We're all waiting for the bit where she gets to the money, because that's what we're interested in. Is it going to cost us 20 billion euros or more? That's what we want to know. When she cuts to the chase, we will, of course, be bringing you all of the details, as you imagine. But we're not just going to play you the speech relentlessly, because frankly you'd go to sleep. So while we wait for it to finish, and then, as I say, pick through the bones of it, why don't we play today's, on a Friday's, end of the week quiz? It's a little quiz. You just have to tell us what happened next from a series of clips of things that have happened over the past 5 days on this show, as we look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. And so to it. Playing today, a listener, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much. I imagine you've been enjoying Theresa May's thrilling speech, haven't you?
Enjoying is a strong word.
Yeah. It was better when we played Independence Day under it. That's what most people seem to be saying.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you've got to liven it up somewhere. Anyway, she's still going on. But that's all right, Rob, because we're going to look back over the past 5 days while we wait for all of that to unfold before us. So welcome along. All you're going to have to do here is answer some questions, three questions, clips of things we've been doing on the show, and all you have to do is tell us what has happened next. Is that clear? Does that make any sense, Rob?
That makes complete and total sense. I'll do my best.
All right, then. Well, here we go, then, with the game. Here we go. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. On Monday, Rob, we had hot guest action in the studio in the shape of Abando Man, the improvising rapper. And he only did an improvised rap for us.
Okay, so first of all, John, I'm going to start with you. So way off the top, you know that we can blaze the flow. You know we just whip John Holmes up on Talk Radio. John, first word, I drop it to the mic.
BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, man, tonight you know it's like, man. BJ and the Bear, I've heard your show, no mystery. I've heard that you annoyed because Bear is like a chimpanzee. Man, please be, you know that it'd be hella fine. A show that I believe was brought out in 1979. Yes, man, A, you know, that was when they had the CB radio. Oh, yep, okay, so we can flip this, please. May we flip this off the tip, man. Second post, BJ, calm.
That was amazing. I still
so
love that. That was a band of man rapping for us in an improvised way. Wasn't that good? But who was then the children's TV character that got thrown at him to include in the rap that Rob, from a band of man, didn't know? Was it A, Iggle Piggle, B, Bungle, or C, Pocoyo?
Pocoyo.
Pocoyo, whatever.
I'm going to go with Iggle Piggle.
Let's find out what it was.
Right now, we kick it hardcore, so we take it to the door. Circle back with number four.
Stan says Bungle.
What? Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Stan says Bungle.
Okay, so right now, you know, man, get the vision. You know, we about to kick this with children's television. Man, we doing this. My mind is starting to tumble like I wonder who the heck is Bungle. I don't know him. You know, man, it's drastic now. I think that it was someone. Was he from the Magic Roundabout?
No, he wasn't, of course. It was from Rainbow, but he didn't know. I'm afraid you got that wrong, Rob, didn't you?
Oh, damn.
He was Bungle. Okay, question number two. On Wednesday, during our hipster roundup with Fraser, we got talking about which bags might be fashionable at the moment. It's weird how these sections of society have those fashion bags, though, isn't it? That's the thing. Like, if you're a terrorist, Lidl now, apparently. That's the, that's the way forward. And you know, it's not going to catch on, is it?
No. Come on. No, well, no, that one didn't.
No, it literally isn't. Thank goodness.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Praise Lidl. There we go.
Their bags are indestructible. They should be using it as a marketing
thing. It's a literal...
And so what did Cornelius then say the bags literally were following that? Did he say A, those bags were bags for life? Did he say B, well, it's worth paying the 20 pence for the refrigerator bag? Or C, the bag was so undamaged they could have got a refund on it?
Oh, I'm going to go with C.
Refund? Let's find out.
Yep. It's a bag for life.
Because it saved lives. It's... And good. Was wrong. Wrong. I mean wrong. Rob. I mean just wrong. Just plain wrong. All right. End of the week quiz. Look, we're going back to Theresa May stuff, right? But Rob, well, because you know it's still going on. We got covering. Rob needed. What did he get? Out of two. That was a quick quiz, that was, for me. Yeah. I mean, that was the quickest quiz we've ever done, Rob.
Did he get Bungle? No, he didn't. He got nothing.
He got nothing.
Proving that was just a big old waste of time.
Yeah. But it's the end of the week quiz. It's what we have to do on a Friday. Rob, thank you very much indeed.
No worries, only empty-handed, but I had a great time.
Good, I'm glad about it. It was over so quickly, wasn't it? But the reason is because Theresa May, of course, is still talking. In Florence, and we need to be talking about that. But we wanted her to get some information out. A lot of the last 20 minutes have been spent just kind of saying things we already know, like Britain is leaving the EU. Yes, we know. Yeah. Yes, we know. But now she's started to get a little bit into the nitty and also the gritty of what her view is. This is where she, of course, has been outlining her transition. The plan she's had, she outlined it to the cabinet earlier today. And now she is delivering it in her speech in Florence. So let's... are we going to have a little bit, take a little bit more of the speech? I think we need to take a little bit of the speech. So this is Theresa May talking live in Florence at the moment.
Vision. Of a deep and special partnership. The question is then how we get there, how we build a bridge from where we are now to where we want to be. The United Kingdom will cease to be a member of the European Union on the 29th of March 2019. We will no longer sit at the European Council table or in the Council of Ministers, and we will no longer have members of the European Parliament. Our relations with countries outside the EU can be developed in new ways, including through our own trade negotiations, because we will no longer be an EU country and we will no longer directly benefit from the EU's future trade negotiations. But the fact is that at that point, neither the UK nor the EU and its member states will be in a position to implement smoothly many of the detailed arrangements that will underpin this new relationship we seek. Neither is the EU legally able to conclude an agreement with the UK.
Theresa May there speaking in Florence. Now, as you can appreciate, that's been going on for quite some time now. And, well, what do we know so far? It's worth trying to pick through what we learn in the... I mean, that's taken 25 minutes to get to the point where, as you heard there, her saying, Britain will leave the EU on March the 29th, 2019. We know! But anyway, what has she said that we were either expecting or not? Let's talk to Mike Indian, a political commentator. Of course, good afternoon, Mike.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, look, thanks for joining us. I realise we're kind of in the middle of the speech, so it feels a little bit odd to sort of be start to talk about it. But, of course, we must, because she's already... Has she said anything worthwhile that we don't already know yet?
Yes, so basically, Theresa May has basically said that nothing has effectively changed. She's paraphrasing again her Lancaster House speech. She's saying that actually, despite everything that's happened since we moved to Article 50, the general election, the DUP deal, I am broadly committed to taking the UK out of the EU. That hasn't changed. What we are getting is still that reiteration of a desire for a bespoke trade deal, not the EEA, not the Canadian Free Trade Agreement. She's on course and she's trying to say to people, I am the person you have to deal with. This is my vision for Brexit.
And in terms of her vision then, I mean, this differs very much, presumably then, from the one Boris Johnson was outlining last week, which caused all of that controversy.
Yes, and Boris is in the front row for this speech as well. There's been a lot of speculation about whether or not he would resign on this. Don't forget, this is his first big intervention in the Brexit debate since the referendum, really, since he stirred the pot, really, within the Conservative Party and was shot down from having run his own prime ministerial ambitions last year. But he's in the front row there with David Davis, Philip Hammond. This is an image of unity for the government. He's trying to project the image that the hard and soft wings of the cabinet in terms of Brexit have been reconciled. She's also trying to reach out to EU citizens and reassure them that a hard Brexit, which may be what she wants to pursue still, given the fact that she's given Mr. Johnson more latitude, I think, than Mr. Hammond, that this won't affect EU citizens, that the ECJ will still have some role in their lives. It's a fascinating thing to watch so far, given that everything that's happened in between hasn't knocked her off course.
Yeah, I mean, she's saying, she's obviously, as she has to do, which, you know, you'd expect nothing else, saying that she is confident. That's the word she's using right now. I'm confident that the mechanism that we put in place will be successful and will work. In terms of the rest of Europe, she does seem to be the only one who's confident about this.
Well, there's no one from the European Commission at this speech as well. We're expecting a response from Michelle Barnier within a quarter of an hour or so after she stops talking. We're not expecting the European Commission to be very impressed here. But this isn't designed to be pitched to Mr. Barnier, to the Commission, or even to the Jean-Claude Juncker. It's designed to go over their heads to the European National League, particularly to Angela Merkel, who we're expecting to win re-election as German Chancellor on Sunday. Theresa May's got a meeting with her scheduled now. She's trying to say, I am the woman you've got to deal with here. This is going to be my way of taking the UK out of the EU. We're with Europe, but we're not part of you.
Why has it taken so long, like 18 months almost, to get to this speech?
Well, don't forget, it was originally not, the speech wasn't meant to have any significance at all. It was meant to all be on Lancaster House. But of course, the Prime Minister had to take this time, firstly, to try and fight a disastrous general election campaign, and secondly, to feel that she's strong enough, secure enough to actually get on and do this. It was a real possibility after the general election, John, that she would have been out by now. Mm. She isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and this speech is proof of that. If Boris Johnson isn't willing to resign, he's happy, broadly speaking, with what she's doing. She has no viable challenger. So now she's more secure and she can make these pronouncements.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for nipping in there for us. As I say, I realise she's still speaking, so it's, you know, to comment on it is a little difficult because she's been talking now for over half an hour. And I'll be honest with you, it is quite dull. So it's good that we've got the likes of Mike there to sort of talk us through the bare bones of it and the important points. Now, this is going to carry on, of course, in the next hour. She's still talking. Mike rightly said there that there will be a response from the European Union within the next 15, 20 minutes or so. So we'll keep you across that as well. Yasmin Khan will be doing a lot of coverage on this for Drive Time from 4 o'clock today, as you would expect on Talk Radio. Meanwhile, if she keeps going on, we'll just play the Independence Day music under again to liven it up a bit. However, the news is on the way, the big debate, and a man in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets and live music as well for you on the programme before 4 o'clock. Keep it Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Take a walk on the wild side with best-selling author David Baddiel as he reads from his blockbuster children's book, Annie Malcolm.
Then he jumped in front of Bert, making himself a human shield.
Annie Malcolm, a Story Hour exclusive with David Baddiel.
Sorry, a monkey shield. Sorry, an ape shield.
Join David Baddiel reading his book, Annie Malcolm, on Story Hour, Sunday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Annie Malcolm, out now in all good bookshops.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bars. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotion. For more information.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, save between £3,650 and £7,000 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. It's a great chance to upgrade to the Ford Sync system with voice control and emergency assistance, plus sensors that make parking effortless. Ford, together we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £3,650 and £7,000 dependent on model up to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to the 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better.
It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers.
Until I put them all in the blender
and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint!
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, West Ham meet Tottenham. Will Hernandez celebrate his return to the league with a winning strike at the London Stadium? Or will Kane continue last season's unstoppable form? So what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after three, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May wants the UK to be the EU's strongest friend. The end of Uber for Londoners and a baggage handler causes chaos.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has told other EU countries that Britain wants to be their strongest friend and partner after Brexit. Theresa May says it's possible for both sides to thrive once the UK leaves the European Union and keep working together on things like security. During the speech in Florence, she's also said she wants a bespoke trade deal.
Let us not seek merely to adopt a model already enjoyed by other countries. Instead, let us be creative as well as practical in designing an ambitious economic partnership which respects the freedoms and principles of the EU and the wishes of the British people.
The PM has also proposed a two-year transitional period after March 2019. Uber has promised to challenge the decision not to renew its licence in London. 3.5 million people in the capital use the app to book cars. Transport for London says it's taken the decision on the grounds of public safety and security implications. But the firm's spokesman, Fred Jones, insists that's not an issue.
All our drivers are licensed by Transport for London, and they've been through the same enhanced background checks as London black cab drivers. Furthermore, we've always pioneered through our technology new safety features that don't exist elsewhere in the industry. For example, every trip is tracked with GPS, so you always know where you are.
A man is due in court this afternoon, charged over last week's London Underground bombing. Ahmed Hassan, who's 18 and from Sunbury in Surrey, is accused of attempted murder and using an explosive device. Three others are still in police custody. Russian officials say they're worried about increasing tension between North Korea and the United States. Kim Jong-un has called President Trump deranged and says he'll pay dearly for his threats. In a speech earlier this week, the American leader said he'd totally destroy Pyongyang. And a baggage handler in Singapore has been accused of sending passengers' bags to the wrong destinations. Tay Boon K has been charged with 286 counts of causing mischief for allegedly swapping tags every day for almost 4 months.
That's quite funny.
I mean, it's a crime.
I mean, it would be annoying if it happened to you and it is a crime, but it is quite funny.
Yeah.
Just sort of going, where's that going? Swap that.
But also, how did it go on for 4 months?
I don't know. Also, by the way.
Yes, John.
So Theresa May has said this, right? Your quote there at the beginning. She has said, if I'm getting this wrong, forgive me.
Do you want me to read it?
Submit, Britain wants to remain the EU's strongest friend and partner.
After Brexit.
That's a generic dumping line.
Isn't it, John?
Though, isn't it? It's like, what? It's not you. It is. It's me. But we are splitting up. But I want to remain your strongest friend. But you can call me at any time. Just your strongest friend and partner. Mm. Yeah, but I don't like you enough to, like, be with you.
You're exactly right. And has that ever worked?
Do you think we should booty call the EU? Like, we've split up with the EU, right? But then in like a couple of months or something, we're probably missing it a bit. And we just go, it's quite late, isn't it? I wonder what the EU's...
What are you up
just
to?
Text it for it. What are you up to? Fancy coming around for a cheeky trade deal.
Well, the famous French line, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yes. using the French to get mm-hmm. it back in there.
Exactly.
Just go, why don't you pop round? I mean, I know it's late, come on. You know, but if you're not doing anything, get an Uber. Oh, you can't in London. But, you know, get another one and just pop round for
a bit of what, John?
A bit of debate on EU and pension reform.
Obviously. That's the only logical explanation. Yep.
But, you know, it does sound like that. That line, that's such a generic line, isn't it? Just like, oh, I'll tell you what, we'll still be friends. We'll still be strongest friendship and partner. That's what... No, generic dumping line, Teresa. We can all see through that.
You're right. Good observation.
Thank you, Victoria, very much indeed. Now...
I've got to do the weather.
Oh, all right, go on then.
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So rain will slowly move east this afternoon, but many southeastern areas should stay fine. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
I'm doing vocal exercises.
Why are you doing that?
La, 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 la.
You've never done that before, ever?
No.
Why now? Maybe you're going to make it sore by behaving in such an idiotic way. Many southeastern areas staying fine and warm without wine, although there'll probably be wine in plenty of those places.
You're right.
Highs of 20 degrees. Some reference to
it. So earlier when you said wine.
Yeah. Of which I would like some.
Okay. I haven't got any. I've got some Lemsip.
Not the same thing.
All right. Now here's...
Dibble.
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 With a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Crystal Palace winger Wilfried Zaha has told our sister station Talk Sport club chairman Steve Parish shouldn't have sacked Frank de Boer so quickly. The Dutchman was relieved of his duties after just 4 games in charge.
I slightly think he should have got a bit more time, because it's not easy to transition from how we used to play to the way we play now, but football's ruthless. If you're not getting the results, then you get fired, so it's a thing where you just have to accept it.
The English Football League believes proposals to change transfer rules will suit all 72 clubs. The plan is to close the window before the season starts, like the Premier League will do, but allow loan signings to be made until the end of August. It'll be voted on in February. And the impressive run of British tennis number 7 Liam Brodie at the St. Petersburg Open has ended. He was beaten in the quarterfinals by Bosnia and Herzegovina's Damir Dzumur. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. So Theresa May has finished talking in speech terms, but now she's taking questions, I think, in Florence. We will be getting some reaction from there. And a muted response is the sort of headline at the moment to it. We didn't bring you the whole speech, of course, as other radio stations might have done, because let's see. Oh, dull. So we brought you some highlights. We brought you some discussion of it. We put the music from Independence Day under there just to liven it up a bit. But we know there are certain facts involved, all right? The UK guarantee on EU nationals' rights is a real guarantee. That is what she said. She also said that the deal we have with the EU once Brexit is in force proper will not be the same as Canada's. She didn't think that was a good model regarding free trade. Financial commitments will be honoured. No country will pay more or receive less over the remainder of the EU budget plan. All of these are headline facts coming out of it. We will pick through more of it because it's still unfolding live in Florence as the afternoon goes on. Yasmin has full coverage for you from four as well. All on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, but now it is time for our big debate. So yes, Theresa May then delivering that speech outlining Britain's transition. And by the way, just to be clear, if Britain wants to transition because it doesn't feel comfortable in its European body, then it should be allowed to transition. Because we should be tolerant of however Britain feels. If it feels trapped in a European body that it doesn't feel part of or comfortable with, then it should be allowed to transition, and that's an end to it, isn't it? What we need, of course, is the Brexit equivalent to Uber. A service that will get one, i.e. the UK, from A to B, i.e. in the EU, not in the EU, at minimum cost, not 20 billion euros, for example. It's also like with Uber, of course, and its drivers. It does feel at the moment, doesn't it, like we're being exploited, and there's a chance we'll be robbed while we're sitting in Europe's back seat trying to find an exit. Slightly tortuous, as analogies go, but then I am just winging it. On the line, listening to that, is Neil. Good afternoon, Neil. Good afternoon. Welcome. Hello. Thanks for calling Talk Radio, Neil.
Hello, John. Are you well?
I've got a bit of a cold, if I'm honest, Neil, with you, if I'm going to be brutally honest.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm just making conversation.
I know. Right, it's good to have you on. Now, you heard me say the word winging it there, I realise, and you called in to Talk Radio because you want to open up a debate on the notion of wings.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, John. I don't like any aspect of wings. They're just stupid, aren't they?
Well, I mean, let's look at this. Are they stupid?
Yes.
Okay. Let me bring in Hickory on the other line as well. Hello, Hickory.
Hello, John. Excellent afternoon. I can think of no better way to spend an afternoon than with your big slab of fun ramming away at my fat ears.
Good.
Now you've mentioned wings, I think I've peaked.
Well, yes, we did mention wings. Neil there, as you heard, he doesn't like the notion of wings.
I don't like wings.
He doesn't like wings. What do you?
I think I gleaned that, yes, from what he said. I got a suggestion of that.
So what's your take on this, Hickory? Because, you know, you're part of the wing, the pro-wing lobby, and people obviously calling for wings to be banned. What do you make of it?
Well, there's a future, John. I mean, it's in all the films. So in the future, everything will have wings.
Yeah.
So it's in all the films about the future. They've all got things with wings in them.
Things with wings.
And that's because absolutely everything is better with wings.
Yeah.
Think of anything. Toasters. St. Bernard's.
Yes.
Claire Rayner.
Yes.
Space hoppers.
No. Yes.
No.
Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
Well, hang on, Neil.
He vastly improved his wings.
Yeah, Neil, you're saying no to this, but yes, yeah. Claire Rayner would be better with wings.
No, she wouldn't. Why?
Because everything, as Hickory said, everything is better with wings, isn't it?
She'd be going around spilling her blue liquid everywhere. I'm not interested in that.
Right. What about, what are you suggesting then? Paul McCartney and knees?
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
What?
Bum,
okay.
Bum, I'll say that.
What dings?
A bell?
Yeah. Bell dings.
Right.
Right.
Shins?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shindings, yeah.
Yeah.
Shindings.
But if you're... But What are you saying? Are you saying, Neil, let's be clear on this. We know you want to ban wings. Are you going to go around taking them off things that have wings? Things with wings?
I have already started, John.
Right.
I started 2 months ago, and I've been going around finding everything that's got a wing on it, and I've been ripping it off.
Right.
And running away from the police.
Yeah.
And the RSPCA.
RSPB.
Well, I don't know. There's some wings on other dogs and stuff as well, I've found.
Right. What about buffalo wings?
Oh, no. I haven't approached any buffalo.
Right.
Can't do them.
Well, this is a problem, isn't it? Because let's talk about that. And this is where, perhaps, Hickory, you'd have to concede ground here. Because buffalo wings, as we know, buffaloes with wings are dangerous. There have been deaths. Flying buffalo are, of course, a convenient way to travel, as you know. And as of today, you've been hearing this in the news, TfL have revoked the licence that allowed buffaloes to fly around the capital with people on their back. And they can't anymore because of the health and safety implications of that. So buffalo wings are a thing, wing of the past, aren't they?
No. Yeah. Because I'm glad you mentioned that, because and there's also chicken wings. Now, chicken wings have been very popular in England.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, Ryanair are now planning to fit wings made out of pressed chicken to all their planes.
Right.
Which will save a huge amount on costs.
Yeah.
And with that money, then we could fit wings to pigs. And suddenly we would have flying pigs, and all those pig flight-related delays would be over at a stroke.
Okay.
Everything that could previously only happen when pigs might fly would suddenly just happen.
Would happen.
And the pigs would have a bird's eye view of the whole thing.
Is it a case of, and I see what you're saying with that, and that you make an important point, but is it a case with you, Neil, in your anti-wing corner, that is it the feathers, if we feathered a plane, if a plane had feathered wings, like a bird, would that be acceptable to you?
No, because it still have wings, wouldn't it? The feathers are a problem. Feathers aren't a problem.
Right.
Wings are a problem. And on airplanes as well, they've got flaps,
haven't
they?
Yeah.
And I've got a bit of an issue with flaps. I don't like flaps at all.
Right.
That's another story.
Right, yeah. It's a debate for another day, really. But
make a note of that.
I'll make a note of it now, yeah.
Flaps.
Yeah, just write that down. Good. I mean, well, okay, let's put a number on it. How many wings, yes or no, Hickory? How many wings, yes or no?
Well, I'm going to answer that negatively, but in a positive voice.
Right.
No.
Okay, and same question to you, Neil, really. How many wings, yes or no?
Well, I was going to say no, actually, but I'll say yes.
Yes, just to be
contrary.
Yeah. They used to call Mrs. Thatcher the wing snatcher, didn't they? She would go around
and
in the 1970s. She'd go around tearing the wings off anything that had them. Birds, dandelions, sanitary towels. You know, she'd just tear the wings off, wouldn't she? And they called her the wing snatcher. And, do you want to go back to those times? It's 1970s we're talking about, isn't it?
Wings have had a bad press in England ever since Thatcher smashed the minor birds back in the 80s. And those television images of mounted police charging into thousands of defenceless minor birds did a lot of damage.
Indeed.
But we have to remember, speaking of the 70s, I mean, without wings, Paul McCartney would probably have got permanently lost in Scotland back in the early 80s. He'd have been reduced to running from farm to farm, killing sheep for food and living in huts made of seaweed.
Yeah.
And instead, he's carved out a successful career for himself by rehashing old Beatles melodies and hanging out with rappers.
Yeah. You make a valid point, Neil. It's a valid point, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Okay.
If I'm honest, no, that's not a valid point. No, Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Right. He does. He wouldn't kill sheep, would he, when you think about it, because the whole vegetarian thing.
Well, he's not a vegetarian, is he? Yeah. Well, he might be, but didn't he get into it?
Oh, he was just saying that to get it. Oh, I see.
Probably. I don't really know the details.
We've all been there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. We're running out of time today. I mean, there's other things we need to discuss on the programme. We've got to fit a lot in. But, you know, that's a fascinating debate, and I know it's going to run and run. I mean, as we say, you know, TfL now today have banned the licenses, the buffaloes that fly around London carrying people around with buffalo wings. TfL revoked that license, and this is just health and safety reasons is what they're citing. But it's good, you know, people, you know, 3.5 million people fly around the capital on buffaloes and their wings. So it's a story that's going to run. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Hickory?
Banjo sludge.
Thank you. Neil?
Band on the run.
Good. What do you think? That's what Neil and Hickory think. They think yes or no, regarding wings. Do we need them? Should we just tear them off birds? Should we criminalise wings and stop and search anybody to see if they've got wings of any kind? Icarus, for example, should Icarus be in prison? Let us know what you think. We live in post-Brexit Britain, don't we? It's 2017. We've got bucket seats now and flirty text messages. Why do we need wings? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
And here's Now TV streaming a Derby doubleheader with West Ham v Tottenham and Rangers v Celtic live tomorrow with the game changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible.
So to only pay for the games that matter to you for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria, the M6 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road to the A66. Heavy traffic due to a broken down car at junction 40 for Penrith. Elsewhere in West Yorkshire, one lane closed, heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry. It's on the M62 westbound, that's between junction 28 and junction 27 around Gildersham. And elsewhere in Derbyshire, one lane closed in queuing traffic due to an overturned car. It's on the M1 northbound at junction 28 for Alfreton. I'm Sammy Jolo.
It's Super Weekend at Lidl with up to 50% off selected products. Get a bottle of South African Cabernet Sauvignon, only £2.99. A pack of premium roast ham, just 79p. And a family-sized box of dishwasher tablets, only £1.79. Lidl, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability, NRMA varies, selected stores while stocks last.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome. It is Talk Radio, of course, still to come, live music on the programme as we lead you into the weekend by dragging a busker in off the streets for one of our busker sessions. It's what we do on a Friday. However, before that, Theresa May, of course, has delivered now her widely anticipated speech in Florence. We talked about it earlier. We took a bit of the feed of it earlier. We put the music from Independence Day under it to try and liven it up a bit. But was it dull? It's important, but was it dull? And did it say what we wanted it to say? John Rentall is the chief political commentator for The Independent. He joins us on the phone. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello. So, look, you know, she went on for quite...
what you wanted it to say.
Well, I mean, that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, here we are on the radio and we go, yeah, it's important. We've been talking about it. We've been discussing it. We should take some of it. And we all got quite tired of it within about 3 minutes. So we tried the music from Independence Day to liven it up. And that seemed to go quite well with the listeners. Everyone liked that on social media. And then we sort of moved away to let her carry on a bit. And then we came back and she's finished now.
But so she still hadn't said anything.
Well, exactly. We came to you because now it's over. It's a case of it's now down to you to tell us what we need to know from it, I guess.
Well, to be honest, I was astonished because I was obviously having to pay close attention to it, write down anything interesting she'd said. I hadn't written anything down and she was winding up. So, there was almost nothing in there, to be honest. There was the transitional period of around 2 years, which anyone who's been reporting on the Brexit negotiations has been writing about and talking about for months now, and so, you know, she confirmed that, which we expected her to do. So I suppose it's not entirely her fault, because I mean that is technically new government policy laid down for the first time, but really it was dull.
Well, it was, and that's the problem, isn't it? Because it's, you know, we're over a year into the whole Brexit thing,
yeah.
And we're all sick to the back teeth of it, but we're well aware that it's going to be the news agenda for years. So we've got to try and make the best of it together here, haven't we? And we sort of go, oh my God, so dull. And, you know, we're trying to do our bit to liven it up, but, you know, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
It is. I mean, not even the journalists asking the questions could liven it up that much. She played a pretty straight bat. In answer to that, she sort of remembered to try and sound passionate and enthusiastic in response to Laura Koonsberg. And then there was George Parker of the Financial Times who decided to liven things up by introducing himself as the Prime Minister. he misspoke, poor chap. And that was probably the most interesting thing that happened.
It was, and we didn't learn, as you rightly said, though, we didn't learn anything. I mean, the bit we took of it live, all she was doing was saying the date of when it's going to... We go, we know this! We know when the date is! And then she said that thing about, you know, Britain wants to remain the EU's strongest friend and partner, which is a generic dumping line, isn't it?
A lot of windy rhetoric.
If you're chucking someone, you go, can we still be friends after? We'll be friends. It's all right. It's fine.
Yes.
That's all it was.
It was warm words. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there were some passages of even greater tedium, which were sort of carefully calibrated in sort of setting out a position in between the sort of Norway model and the Canadian model of what kind of relationship we might have with the EU in the future. But it was all quite vague and general and imprecise.
Listen, I wish you the best of luck, John, tomorrow having to write this up for the paper.
Well, it's all right. I just get to heckle, like Waldorf and Statler from the balcony. I just make fun of her cliches and her sort of silly phrases. But the serious people who have to work on, you know, what our relationship with the EU might look like after we've left. I mean, I'm not sure that they are taken much further forward, to be honest.
All right, John, listen, thank you very much for joining us there briefly. John Rentall there, Chief Political Commentator for The Independent. You know, agreeing with us, frankly, that really it was, I mean, we were never going to bring it to you in full for half an hour. I promise you, we would not do that. We're not LBC. We're not going to do that to you.
That would be off-commable.
Bore you out of your mind.
Like bodily harm via boredom.
It really would. It would just, people just go, oh, no, just make it stop. So anyway, you got the highlights. We now know, post-speech, you didn't really say anything else. Anyway, and you heard that from the chief political commentator from The Independent. He didn't need me to tell you. Anyway, here's a thing. I don't know whether Rudd's in the studio. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
Producing today, of course, because the reason Rudd's popped in is because Cornelius has gone. And why is Cornelius gone from the studio? I'll tell you why. Because the hater's going to hate. It is time for this week's edition of Con Descending. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know how it works. We do not ignore the haters who hate me personally, or hate the show, or hate everybody that works on it, and hate every word that comes out of my mouth. And we don't ignore that when people post it on social media at all, or send me texts personally. We embrace it, my friend. We don't block, we don't report. We take all of the haters' abuse that we get over the past 5 days, and we give it to Con, who takes it to the lift on a Friday and reads it all out loud for us as that lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending. And he should be able to hear me now. Cornelius, are you there in the lift? Hello, Cornelius.
Yep. Yes, hello, John. Here I am outside the lift. Right. I'm going to go into now. This is what I've changed the radio to.
Go on. What is it?
It's like Sol it. Al Khaled. Yep. Let's begin.
Right then.
Right. 3 hours of lefty nonsense with John Holmes and his middle-class liberal-slash-lefty groupies. When are you going to take the P-word out of Jeremy Corbyn, Dinan Abbott, the Prophet Muhammad and Islam? And Muslims. Oops, I forgot. You're too, spelt wrong too, scared, said Mark from Hackney. I think he was trying to spell Hackney there.
Right.
This is from Jay Garcia, who said, please get rid of the news in haikus, or whatever it's called. It's called the news in haikus. It's a bloody ear sore, says Jay Garcia. Right. John Holmes is like a less funny Johnny Vaughan, but without the music, said an anonymous text. Yes. Con's voice grates on me as it is, but his cold makes him sound like the Elephant Man speaking over a gravel in a blender. I'm sad that Uber has lost its TFL license. Hey, come in. We're heading down. We're live on the radio. No, don't want to come. Lauren doesn't want to come in. I'm sad that Uber has lost its TFL license. I just wish Talk Radio lost their license so John Holmes didn't clog up the airways with his drivel. Utter rubbish. The great British public should stop appeasing Talk Radio by tolerating John Holmes. This simply cannot go on, says... who's that from? Oh, Mary. If you're ill, just don't come in. In fact, just don't come in anyway, said someone when we're all ill. This one. John Holmes has made some really unacceptable comments about people born with ginger hair and how they shouldn't breed. Is this really acceptable? It wasn't funny. Even his co-presenter sounded like she thought he had gone too far. I'm a he. Would it be acceptable to make comments like that about people's race? No, it wouldn't. So why is this acceptable, to comment on people's looks and suggest they should be bred out? I won't be listening to him, said Matt Warden. And finally this. Every day I'm forced to listen to John Holmes' inane babbling. It's incredibly frustrating when he pretends to be a journalist and asking guests what he thinks are all the hard-hitting questions. Also, crude comments he makes after the news. Pathetic. That's from Victorian Hatfields. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much. The haters gonna hate. Victoria?
Yes,
John?
Are
you Victoria in Hatfield?
I don't know what you mean.
You can't text the programme with that. So, it's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. In the next half an hour, well, Victoria's bonus news is on the way today, as well as the actual news, obviously. And we'll bring you live music, of course, as we drag another busker in from the streets to perform for us. It's our busker sessions. It's what we do on a Friday to take you into the weekend. It's Talk Radio. The news is next.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is proposing an implementation period of around 2 years after the UK leaves the EU.
During the implementation period, access to one another's markets should continue on current terms, and Britain should also continue to take part in existing security measures.
In a major speech on Brexit in Florence, the Prime Minister has warned Britain is not in a position to smoothly leave the bloc without one. The PM says she wants Britain to work hand in hand with the EU rather than as a part of it. Uber says it'll appeal after London's Transport Authority announced it won't be renewing its licence. Transport for London says the taxi app firm isn't fit and proper, but the company's warned the decision will put 40,000 drivers out of work. A teenager has appeared in court accused of attempted murder over the Parsons Green terror attack. Ahmed Hassan is also charged with using the chemical compound TATP to cause an explosion that was likely to endanger life. The 18-year-old from Sunbury in Surrey has been remanded in custody. Two people charged after the discovery of a badly burned body have been remanded in custody. Police are still working to identify the dead person who was found in a garden of a property in southwest London. And three supermarkets are cutting fuel costs by up to 2 pence a litre. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrison's announced reductions following recent rises due to the effects of Hurricane Harvey on oil refineries in the US. The weather damp and murky in central and southern areas tonight. Clearer elsewhere with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow cloud and drizzle will spread northwards with highs of 19. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Well, there's more now.
There is.
Because Victoria is here. She not only has the news, but she also has bonus news. The bulletins are smaller than they used to be. There's not enough time in a bulletin, in a news bulletin, to cover off everything. Obviously, there has to be an agenda. Victoria handpicks what goes into that bulletin. But it's not enough time. Because what about animals? What about vegetables? What about minerals? Mm. Which, of course, is everything, apart from fungus, which we've discussed.
Yes.
But today, we bring you bonus news. And today, it's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Okay, so researchers have revealed the hottest temperatures ever recorded on the planet, but it was 33 million years ago, and it was really blooming hot.
Well, hang on, are we blaming man-made global warming for that?
No, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
So, do you want to hazard a guess at the temperature? In Celsius. You can do it in Fahrenheit too, but I don't understand that.
Okay.
Yeah. What temperature? What's the highest ever recorded temperature?
These days, probably in the Death Valley, something like 48.
No.
But then...
Yes.
60.
2,370 Celsius.
What?
Or if you're an old codger, 4,298 degrees Fahrenheit. Yep. And it was caused by asteroid impact.
Oh.
So apparently the impact led to the formation of the Mistassin... Oh, I've said that wrong.
Oh.
Mistassin? Lake crater in Canada?
If you like.
I don't know. I've never been there. I haven't heard of it until today.
Okay.
Probably ignorant, I don't know. Anyway, researchers found evidence that the crater impact was hot enough that a mineral called zircon was transformed to cubic zirconia plus silica in impact melt.
Mineral news.
So there you go.
It's mineral news.
Mm.
Yeah. Mineral news.
Thanks. Researchers in Australia say buying bottled water is no healthier than tap, and it costs 2,000 times as much.
We know this, though.
Well, they've said it again.
How can it cost 2,000 times as much when tap water is free?
It's not, though, is it? You have to pay for water. What about your water bill?
Yeah, but not if you're at a pub.
Yeah, that's free.
It's free.
Although some pubs, a while back, wanted to charge for the cost of washing up a glass.
Did they?
Yeah.
What?
It's not widespread, but... You know, that happens somewhere. Anyway, as we know, bottled water claims to have more minerals, but apparently tests in Oz found that the tap water contained more minerals and the same amount of oxygen than the expensive bottles.
I've always thought that, though, about tap water, about bottled mineral water, because when you go to a restaurant and they go, you want water, you go, yeah. Now, I always go, tap water, please.
Same.
I'm not paying, like, what is it, for a bottle? Nonsense.
Well, it depends on the size.
You just go, no, just tap water's fine, thanks.
Exactly, and I'm never going for sparkling water,
because
I hate it.
What? No!
Oh, I love sparkling
water. No, it's wrong.
It's good at refreshing your palate as well.
I would say
and
no.
Rid of your breath.
Your breath?
Yes.
You've been out with him. Does he smell?
I've not got that close to him ever.
It's a lie.
That's not a lie. Why are you suggesting otherwise? Why are you lying? Why am I in a room with two liars?
I'm not a liar.
You are a liar. We discussed this earlier when you clarified your pants weren't actually on fire.
They're not on fire.
Yeah.
Hang on. Music's run out.
I've got one
mineral
more story.
News.
All right. I've just got to rewind the music.
That's not true. You just have to press the button.
Do you need me to show you?
You're just wagging your fingers around on the desk. I can see you.
Do you need me to show how to do it?
So tedious.
Basically.
Yeah.
See that button there?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Just press that.
All right.
No, not that one.
Oh. That one?
No.
Oh, no.
The doors.
Oh, no, this is the... Oh, no. That is it.
That one.
That one.
No.
John, you literally did it 3 minutes ago, so why can't you do it
now?
Oh,
that one. Oh, yeah.
Well done. And staying in Australia, police are looking for a thief who stole a $300,000 diamond from a jeweller's.
Right.
It's an unset 5-carat diamond, so a whopper, and he swapped it with a fake stone, which is believed to be cubic zirconia, and it happened on Tuesday. Apparently he visited the shop the day before, was like, ooh, I like this, I just need to tell my friend about it, and then came back the day after, and then swapped them and ran off.
Is that your impression of a thief?
Yes.
I liked it. Do it again.
No, I can't.
I think you should.
Can't remember what I did.
You went, oh, hello, oh, oh. Oh, what am I like? Oh, I like this. I like this thing here.
Although he's Australian, so.
Oh, do you want to try that?
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on. I could only do
one line.
Loads of people texting and asking you to
That's
do
a
it.
Lie.
They are.
Yeah, look, there's Joe and Rachel and Hannah and Bradley and Paul.
There's literally no messages here. You're lying again.
I'm not. Everyone wants to hear your Australian accent. Go on.
When you say everyone... John's
just texting Paul and Ringo.
Yeah.
And George.
Give it a go. Yep. I'm only going to say one line. It's a stereotypical line.
Happy with that.
G'day, mate. What?
So nice of an Australian robber to announce himself. Really discreet.
There we go. Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome, mate.
That was bonus news, and it was
mineral news.
It was mineral based. In the next bit of the programme, we bring you live music to take you into the weekend. It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Busker Sessions. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, West Ham meet Tottenham. Will Hernandez celebrate his return to the league with a winning strike at the London Stadium? Or will Kane continue last season's unstoppable form? So what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search new Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this £500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade £500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
At More Than, we've learned that understanding your pet is tricky. For example, actually means I've dug some holes in the lawn for you. You're welcome. It's even harder to understand them when they're sick. So More Than Pet Insurance comes with Vetphone, a 24/7 free-to-call health advice line. Plus, new customers get 25% off online now. We do More Than.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
I believe you've matched a raffle number.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it's the big one. It's the £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that check in your hands.
I don't believe that. Lovely.
Congrats to Kath, another Lotto winner. Get your ticket for Saturday's draw. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Here's Now TV, streaming a Derby doubleheader with West Ham v Tottenham and Rangers v Celtic live tomorrow. With the game-changing Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Incredible! So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, for just £6.99, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed, heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry. It's on the M62 westbound between junction 28 and junction 27 around Gildersham. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, delays, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M60 clockwise at junction 10 around Trafford Centre, with congestion back to junction 7. And elsewhere in Derbyshire, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an overturned car. It's on the M1 northbound at junction 28 for Alfreton. I'm Sammy Jolo.
It's Super Weekend at Lidl with up to 50% off selected products. Get a bottle of South African Cabernet Sauvignon, only £2.99. A pack of premium roast ham, just 79p. And a family-sized box of dishwasher tablets, only £1.79. Lidl, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores while stocks last.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just coming up to a time. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Yasmin Khan will be with you from 4 o'clock for Drive Time today, talking you through the fallout of the Theresa May speech. We've now established via two political commentators and ourselves just listening to it that it was really dull. However, the news doesn't stop, does it? That's going on. Kim Jong-un has called out Donald Trump again for that speech he did at the UN, calling him a deranged dog and saying scared dogs bark louder or something. So that's it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't. That's why we're here. We like to help with the news and so forth and the current affairs by analysing it using Japanese poetry. That's right. It's the obvious way, isn't it? Forward, really. If you drill down into the core of every news story, what you end up with is short form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Kim Jong goes on TV, and it's still better than Len Goodman's Rhyme Time.
The news in haikus. It's not even called that. It's not even called that, is it? It's called Len Goodman's Partners in Rhyme, but it doesn't matter.
Syllables.
Yeah, fair. Good. All right then. Didn't even write. That didn't rhyme. Anyway, live music. That's what we do on a Friday. Philippa's here. Hi, Philippa.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Now, tell us about you. So you're, for those that don't know, what we do on a Friday is we literally almost go out on the streets and drag people in, musicians, performers and so forth, and get them to perform for us on the radio. So you're here. Tell us about you.
My name's Philippa Lee. I'm a licensed busker on the London Underground. So basically, any station that has the semicircle,
yep,
which says busker on it, I can book a slot and just turn up and play.
And how often do you do it?
I tend to do it 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you have your favourite station? Do you go play a lot of the stations? Because, you know, for those that aren't, I mean, a little bit London-y, but for those that don't know, this is a proper campaign, isn't it, whereby people can perform, it's like a mini stage in a way. Isn't
yeah,
it,
yeah, exactly.
And do you have your favourite stations?
Yeah, well, Piccadilly Circus is good. It's It's a really nice acoustic there, and it's busy, so most buskers love Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
I quite like Baker Street, partly because it's the closest one to where I live. But yeah, I do a few different ones, and it's good to change around.
Yeah.
In the summer, it's nice to do Canary Wharf, because it's kind of a bit outside,
yeah.
But it's too cold in the winter.
Yeah. It's the wrong time of year for busking.
Yeah.
All right, look, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from you, so let's crack on with the first one. We're going to hear first.
Okay. This first track's called Baby Please Don't Walk Away.
Okay, and we should mention, by the way, that you're playing a ukulele.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, you're our first ukulele busker, I think.
Yeah.
So, excellent. All right, let's hear it. Philippa, on the radio.
You're not even trying. Can't you see our love is dying? Baby, please don't walk away. Time away for nobody, and you see my neighbor to see that I love you. So won't you spend your time with me? My heart revolves around you, like the earth round the sun. I thought when I had found you, that you would be the one. So don't you waste another day, casting all my love away, just be near me. Hold me close, I want you to hear me, because I got something to say. And I know deep down that you wanna stay. So baby, please don't walk away.
There. We do like a bit of live music, I have to say, on our front. Corny just ran up the roof, coughing and spluttering. Either your performance excited him so much that he couldn't contain himself, or he's just started having a coughing fit. It's a bit weird, that was. Anyway, look, why the ukulele? I mean, that was brilliant, but why the uke? Is that what we call them? I don't know.
Yeah, you can call it a uke.
Okay, I will.
I just liked it, really. My boyfriend bought me one for Christmas. I've got quite small hands,
yeah.
So it's a small... Anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's quite small. It's like a mini guitar kind of shape. So, yeah, it just sort of...
You picked up a guitar and he just went, you look ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't stretch, like, all the frets. But, I really like the sound. It's like... It's a really pure kind of sound, and it's got four strings rather than a guitar's six.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to kind of just pick up and work out a few chords.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just really liked it.
Yeah. Well, that was great. That was one of your own songs, of course.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever played it publicly. I haven't even busted it. Yeah. World exclusive.
We'll take that as a scoop. And where would, if we want to find you online and stuff, and where would, people listening to this going, I like the ukulele sound, where would we go?
Well, I've got a YouTube, which is Ukulelepa, which is...
You're going to have to spell that, aren't you?
Yeah. It's UKU... L-E-L-I-P-A.
U-K-U-L-E-L.
Yeah, I-P-A.
I-P-A.
Yeah, it's like a combination of ukulele and Philippa.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
I like it.
But, like, I put chord sequences... So I'll video myself busking.
Yeah.
And then I kind of put the chord sequences up as well. So if you're trying to learn a song... Okay. It doesn't even have to be ukulele, because it, like, translates to any instrument.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, look, just for time presses on, so let's... Mm-hmm. What we're going to hear next?
I'm going to play... It's like a Billie Holiday song. It's called He's Funny That Way.
Lovely stuff. Philippa Lee, live with us, playing for our busker sessions on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
I'm nothing to say. I'm just glad I'm living, I'm happy to be. I got a man crazy about me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar. I ain't worth a cent. He'd never holler. He'd live in a tent. I got a man crazy about me. He's funny that way. Though I know he'd work and slave for me every day, he'd be much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man crazy about me. He's funny that way. I know he'd work and slave for me every day. He'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man crazy about me.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Also, I like a bit of whistling in a song.
Yeah.
There's not enough of that, is there?
No, there's not.
It's basically you and the Scorpions' Wind of Change. And is that what, do you do that one live? Do you busk that?
Yeah.
In terms of, which is a question I often ask, but I think it's interesting, in terms of, you know, your sort of crowd pleasers, do you have a sort of set number of them where you go, right, that one's going to get me, I don't know, 10 quid? You know, how do you choose?
I've kind of got a few different there's always stuff that you're working on, learning new things. There's a few songs that I kind of know are quite popular.
Yeah.
So if it's kind of busy and there's lots of people, and then I'll sort of try, if I need some money, I'll do that. Sometimes I'll just, I'm trying to sort of learn some more instrumental, because I started off as a singer and then I just learned ukulele to accompany myself. But I'm trying to learn some instrumental pieces. So if it's quiet and there's not many people about, I'll maybe just practice things that I want to practice.
Yeah.
Or like I sing at people's weddings and things like this.
Okay.
So sometimes somebody will request, like, Walking Down the Aisle, a song that I've never heard of before. So it's quite good to be able to practice it in public. So then when the actual moment comes,
you don't ruin anyone's
big day. Yeah.
Well, look, Philippa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's really nice to see you. So remind us of your website or your YouTube channel.
My YouTube is youtube.com/ukulelipa, which is UKULELIPA.
I mean, you've really created a rod for your own back there, haven't you? I mean, if I'm being honest. But look, lovely to see you. Thanks so much. That's about it from us, of course, because it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we stop at 4 o'clock to make way for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Yasmin Khan.
Be very extra careful today, because you know which shoes I'm wearing.
You're wearing your space Muslim shoes. Aren't you?
Can someone phone Ofcom, please?
No. So Yasmin is wearing this. Look at these, Philippa. Look at those shoes. Look at them.
Wow.
They're the shiny. They're like,
they are the silver boots of glory.
They are silver boots, which turns you into a space Muslim for me.
Stop it.
Okay.
Drive.
Are you talking about the boring speech?
It's not.
It was.
It's a massive speech.
It's dull.
But
dull,
we are going
dull.
To find out whether she actually said anything.
She
didn't
seem to, did she?
There was some wool around.
Do you know what we did to liven it up?
Go on.
We put the music from Independence Day under it.
Always better.
And it sounded really nice. So.
If you do that, or if you put the music from Indiana Jones under anything, everything sounds better. But anyway, we will be looking at that speech from a point of view of, look, what did Theresa May actually say? It was a big Brexit speech. And what does it mean for us? Because at the end of the day, that's what we care about, is all this money that she's promising, what does that actually mean for us? Can she deliver on any of the things that we've said? Let's see. Okay. Also today, big news, I know, particularly in London, but it affects all of us as consumers, is that Uber have lost their licence for London.
Because the precedent, you see, exactly, because it's worldwide, it's in all the cities, so yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So they've lost their licence in London. What does it mean for consumers? What does it mean for the, you know, frankly, thousands of drivers who've invested in cars to drive for Uber?
Yeah.
So we'll look at that from all points of view. We're also going to be finding out why Slough is actually the best city to work in. Turns out it is. Yeah, don't look at me like that. Let's not be snobby about Slough.
Too late.
Yeah, and Shazia Mirza joins me live in the studio, comedian.
All right then, that's Yasmin with you from 4, which is next. We're back on Monday, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.